You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going
to
be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on riotcast.com.
Yes. We're doing nighttime podcast. This podcast is brought to you by food. This podcast is the heaviest show I've ever done.
This isn't a podcast, it's a fetish.
Fatcast, baby.
Fatcast.
Bob Kelly's Bear Den.
This,
ooh, the Bear Den.
Rawr. The Bear Den. Oh my God. Well, first of all, let's go around the room. We got some guests in tonight. Some fans are here watching live at the studio. So can we dim some of the? This is real bright. It's ghosty, and I hate it. What do we got?
Hi.
What's your name, buddy?
I'm John.
I'm
John Amato.
You don't need to give us your last name. You can just be John. You don't need to give
me. Why'd you ask me?
We need to do that. You know why? Because I'm used to doing it for comics.
So John what?
And you're just John. You're just John.
John, yes.
Yeah, comics, I'm used to doing it. Now, who is Carlos Mencia? What's up, dude?
Hi, my name is Gil.
Gil what?
Bravo.
No, I'm kidding. Don't do that. We just went over that. What's up, buddy? How you doing?
I'm good.
What nationality? You Mexican?
Yeah, Mexican.
No shit.
I was just in Mexico.
All right. That's so funny that you... and what are you? White? The whitest of white?
I'm a lesbian. That's about it.
Not you, dumb. Can you get out of the way, please? The dumbest person I know.
You're staring at me.
Why would I say... I know what
happen.
You are.
I'm
what are
Italian.
You? You're Italian?
Yes.
No shit. What is all this hillbilly stuff? I thought Italians, you
I just
know...
Don't
it's
shaving.
In right now.
Really?
It is, but I hate that. Oh, you're a hipster? You got a beard?
You're not a hipster. That beard is
but I'm
what?
From Brooklyn, so I get that too much.
Really? Why a beard like that, my friend?
I just don't like shaving.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Well, there you go. That's a good answer. Speaking of not shaving.
Hi.
There he is. Santa Claus himself.
Hi, Santa.
Let's go around the room. Yeah. Scopo, introduce everybody, starting over here with Zachy, baby.
All right. We got Zach Amico.
Hey, buddies.
Doing, buddy. How you doing?
Doing great. Happy to be here.
How you doing, buddy? How's the how's your crazy life going? I follow you on Instagram, and I get a little worried sometimes.
Why, Bobby?
I don't know. I just see blood and people and parties.
And it's your cat.
Yeah.
I just
have a good time.
All right. As long as you're having a good time dressing up as a lot of crazy shit then
I
party.
Like the Ursula.
Thank you very much.
I love that.
That's
Ursula.
A great look. Yeah.
What's the Ursula?
Oh, I dressed up. I did a cabaret show, and I was Ursula from The Little Mermaid.
Should do an Ariel Ursula cosplay.
Ooh, I'll be Ariel.
Oh, I'll be Ariel.
Yeah, come on. Get out of here,
baby. You can be the prince. You okay. can be in drag.
All right, Stavros, baby's in the house. My little
Hello.
Baby son, my baby boo,
Hello,
my
Papa.
Little Greek boy, my little fucking Moussaka.
That's me.
How you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I love that your headphones match your fucking ghetto out from 1989. Do you have a piece of cardboard with you?
I do. I'm breakdancing.
Jesus Christ.
I love how he looks like he's wearing a Letterman jacket, but we know he doesn't play sports.
Damn it!
That wasn't bad! Fuck you guys. You did it on purpose. I just got here.
I can play sports. I could be a football player. I played nose tackle, thank you.
Oh, my God. Give it here.
We all have defensive lineman body, by the way.
We have offensive lineman body. What are you talking about?
This is what I love about this show. As soon as somebody... The first person that bombs always doesn't want it. Take that and fucking own it.
Wow, that was actually pretty good. You got another thing?
Yeah, I'm good at fucking receiving it, too. Trust me, we'll be back over on this mic fucking stand in a second. So welcome, and you do dress like you maybe dip into a Salvation Army bin once
I
in a while.
I love Salvation Army. Bin. Are you kidding me? I love the thrift store. There's no worse feeling than going to a thrift store and seeing another fat guy with glasses in the women's sweater section. That's when I get so upset.
Well, I'll just go ahead and.
I don't know.
I didn't even get it. Like, I don't even think
it wasn't exactly a joke, but no one reacted to it, so it felt like you just were all quitting on me. I don't know what happened. Someone could have said something.
I really
you know
can't
what
relate,
I mean?
So I'm sorry.
All right, who else we got here?
I wanted some nice.
And we have Sean Donnelly back. How you doing?
Oh, hello, everybody.
How you doing,
I'm
buddy?
Really excited to be here.
We just had a little fucking thing downstairs, me and you.
Yeah, we were filming for a documentary.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about that in a second. Okay. Once we introduce everybody, but it kind of got, I got a little fucking fuck you with. We'll talk about it.
All right, talk about it.
Says the hobby.
Okay? It just got a little, she tried to make me some shit. She tried to pull that shit with me. You know what I mean?
No, what do you mean? Does that mean?
Well, let's
talk about it in a minute. Yeah.
We'll talk about it. Okay.
Then we have first time guest Sean Morton. How you doing, Sean?
Hey. What's up, buddy?
What's up, pal?
How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Good, buddy. We worked here. Where do we work together?
In Jersey somewhere.
In Jersey. Yeah. And just to let you know that this is the way Sean looks. He's not dying. He's not hot from being walking upstairs. He's
just
looked like this
red.
For the last fuck since he's come to the cellar.
Yeah.
That's the way he looks. He looks like he's about to have a heart attack.
Yeah, but I'm not.
Yeah,
so
you
I'm
could. Okay. I mean, you could literally take any piece of paper right now and stick it to his forehead. Yeah. Just put, right now. Put that right on his forehead. Push it. Now and there stay. That is true.
That is so pre-diabetic right there.
Oh my God. Mom, and of course we got Deepu, the fucking the madman behind the computer.
Yo.
And everything's set. No one's gonna step on anything.
Nope. We're gonna have a full show this week.
A full show, great. And last show we did some fucking the literally the fucking switch that will shut everything down was on the floor by people's feet.
Scopo's foot, which is extra dangerous.
Yeah, exactly. It's so, the dumbest
why
foot
did that
in the room.
I just moved and I shut down the whole show.
Well, because it's a fucking it's you. It's a cloud.
And did you hit it?
God gave you
hit the off switch.
Literally, God gave you hair and an ass and a dimple and took away everything in your brain.
Yeah. All right. It is I'm making dimple. It work.
Hair and ass and a dimple.
All right. And then, of course, we got the Scopo, my producer, and my gorgeous Kelly 2.0, who literally every week, Lauren.
You find out stuff about her.
She really is just, I mean, it's like the pussy's big. It's the lips are big. I haven't shaved it. It's sick.
Hairy box.
Like it's like, I want nothing to do with you. Literally.
Okay.
I never want, if I had to like do CPR mouth to mouth on
you
your pussy,
let me die?
I'd let you die. If I had to go near your whatever
what,
you
do. What condition would that be?
I'd have blown.
Her pussy needs CPR. Quick, Robert. Quick. Why would they turn? They wouldn't turn to you for the CPR.
Deepu would help me.
If you blew into her pussy, her fucking tits would get bigger.
Is that how that
works? Please, God.
Anyways, okay, so we're here. Some of us are queer. And no, sorry, not just you. And we're fucking big. I'm so glad you have a big guest too. You have a Mexican. I mean, but a lot of Mexicans are chubby, right? Yeah, I've never seen a Mexican with abs. Have you? Is that too Trumpy?
Mario
Kelly
Lopez.
Kelly Ripa's husband, I think, has abs.
Yeah, yeah. Mario Lopez.
But he only has four. He doesn't have six. They never get six. Oh, they always have that little taco belly down the bottom. Yeah, well, we're downstairs. We're doing this fucking... I want Liz to come up here. Can you please text Liz on my phone or text her
I
to
have
come
her
up?
Number.
I'm doing this documentary, and it's supposed to be, an interview and then a little piece of a set, which I'm like, okay, cool. I really don't want them to have new stuff, but I'll give them old shit. I don't give a shit. But then I'm fucking myself there, too, because people are going to see me do old shit and be like, hey, I hasn't written a fucking joke. And it's like, I can't do new shit because I don't want to give True TV my new stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
And then, so I'm sitting out there doing these interviews, and it's a fucking, whatever. They're cool people. They're nice, and,
So what's the,
It's a documentary about the cellar.
Okay.
Okay? And they had me do it, which I'm, that's cool. I love the cellar, and I'll love talking about the cellar. But then it's like, okay, now you want some of my set? It's like, this is my fucking problem. I don't say no. I don't stick up for myself ever, 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 ever. I don't know how to say no to fucking anybody because I was some fucking weird abuse shit as a kid. I don't know what the hell it is, but I can't say, hey, no, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do my set. You can interview me and I'm out. I have shit to do, and they like everybody else.
Yeah.
Everybody else, right? So then I go and Judd Apatow comes in and he wants to go up after before me, which I don't give a shit. It's Judd. It's fucking Judd. I get it. But I'm like, ugh, I don't want to wait fucking 25 minutes or 30, whatever he does. Yeah. And then I have to, I got all you guys waiting up here. I want to just do 5 minutes, give them what the hell they need. So I just said, look, I go, Liz, I go, come on. So I go in and I go, Judd, can I please, you know, go up next? I just do 5 minutes. You go right up. I'm done. Yeah, sure. No problem. And then, you know, Liz is sitting there like looking at everybody like, what? And the camera, they come over because they want to get the scoop or some right. shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, you got to be kidding me. So then I sit down with Judd. I go, look, I'm going to sit down so you don't talk shit about me now. You know what I mean? But we're just joking. And look, man, Judd is the sweetest fucking guy.
Nice guy, yeah.
Sweet guy, humble guy, talented. The fucking full boat this guy has, okay?
The full boat.
He really does, man. He's just a nice, I mean, all around nice guy. You know, and we're talking whatever, and then I unplug my mic, and they're like, "Can we film?" I go, "No, you can't, because he doesn't want to be filmed."
Right.
I don't, you know, I said an interview, you know what I mean? Now you want table, yeah. Now you want me walking down the street, now you want me walking downstairs. It's like I didn't agree to do
better
a
better than you walking upstairs.
Well, I'm
I think they wanted it because you're one of the guys.
Okay, fine. But, you know...
I would guess, but that's like...
Yeah, but don't use me to get the... Then I come out, and she goes, we just have to ask you a couple questions. I go, all right, great. I got to go, though. Let's do this. Because I have you guys up here waiting. And she goes, so how does it feel when you get, you know, when somebody like Judd, when somebody like that, doesn't say his name... comes in, because she can't say his name because she can't use it, when he comes in and you know, wants to go on and bump. She made me into the fucking bump guy.
No.
And she goes, I'm not trying to. I go, yeah, you are. You really are trying to start some shit. Yeah. But just let's go. Come on. It's like you're trying to make me. You're trying to now you have an angle that famous guys come in and bump guys like me. So me, you took me off whatever pedestal you had me on as a fucking comedian to do this for you, and you fucking made me some guy that gets bumped. Yeah, you get bumped by Judd. Yeah, that happens, you fuck.
Yeah.
But now it's some thing in your documentary. Right. And how do we deal with that? It's called fuck you. You deal with it.
Yeah, she could have done that with numerous. She could have done that with somebody like me. You've done with numerous other people.
And I didn't get bumped. I went up. I talked to Judd and I said, look, I just want to do this, man. Fuck. Never again will I fucking, you know.
You got to say no. I do the same thing. I grew up the same way. Say yes to everything.
People pleaser.
Never again.
I think, did you grow up Catholic? I think it's a Catholic thing.
No, I got molested, though.
That's a Catholic thing, too.
No, I didn't get molested. My mother's going, he never got molested. Did he? Is that why he's like that? He likes stuff in his bum.
Did your mom a chimney sweep from England? Fucking shit. Quiet down.
I didn't think that was
funny.
Bad.
He said
that
bum.
He
likes it in his bum.
But I did in a
connect
fucking...
the dots, you fucking asshole.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Don't bully us into your shit jokes.
I will bully you, you fucking off-switch motherfucker.
I really don't like that you can't take it.
I'm fake mad. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I know what fake mad is. We're all fat guys. We're boom to the moon. I get it, fatso. We all do fake mad.
Why IOTA?
So anyways, yeah, it was fucking bullshit. What up?
Don't Stumbros, don't fucking hand this to me like you're handing me drugs under a table. He's handing me the bomb bandana like
you
have
just very
deal
delicate.
Going on.
I don't want to set you off again.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, you're really just snapping on people.
Do you need to talk to? Is everything all right?
I'm trying to bring some energy.
Do you need a candy bar or something?
Usa.
No, I'm okay.
Well,
I gotta say, I'm a little claustrophobic in here.
Why?
That's kind of fucked up. That's a weird way of saying horny.
I love that every time everybody laughs, the fucking tits and stomachs jiggle.
Everybody's
we should get this
in here.
Can we get this on slow-mo? Just like,
yeah, I know, right?
Shots.
It's like, so anyways, I wanted to have this podcast. I'm gonna call it a fat cast.
The fat cast.
But I you know, all you guys are, I know you guys, all you guys, and I know, of course, Zach from, you know, the Real Ass Dude podcast and coming on my show. Me and Chub Tits over here have literally became friends eating.
That's true, literally. Not, yeah, Korean barbecue.
We were in Korean barbecue, Honey Pig, and we would eat until we couldn't eat.
Yeah.
And oh my God. Eat more.
Absolutely. And yeah, when in Boston, I had to tap out, and you two were like, "No, we're still going to eat." Yeah. I was like, "Jesus Christ!"
Yeah, where was that?
We went to that place. No, that was the night before.
We went to the North End. We went to the Italian.
Oh my God!
That food was delicious, and I tapped out.
We had a full Italian meal just for starters.
Mm-hmm. For apps,
just literally. I'll tell you, we went to La Famiglia Giorgio's, where I used to work. If you ever go to Boston, you go to the North End. It's the only Italian neighborhood that has just stayed. You know, like even in New York City, it's
New York is gone. Yeah,
it is fucking Italian food, and it's La Famiglia Giorgio's. They give you a pound of pasta with every meal, and that's the small meal. I went there. The same guy owns it, Al. You know what I'm saying, Al? Who I'm still scared of. Oh yeah, I remember he walked in the. I remember he walked in the kitchen one day. I saw the cooks comes running out. And the guy's throwing fucking plates at his head. Jesus. You motherfucker! You cocksucker! You talk back to me! You fuck! And the guy's
running
out.
That's
how
Bobby learned to be a boss. I tried.
Well, it didn't bomb. You got to chuckles because nobody likes me. But
Scopo left the hardest, and I bombed. So,
so anyways, we went there. We ate there. Then we went and got. Didn't we get a rice ball?
No, we got cannolis.
You got cannolis.
Cannolis. And they forced me to eat a cannoli.
But that wasn't.
No, we were
eat
all
this fucking loser.
We got Scopo cannolis. Was assaulted by food.
Yeah. Absolutely. We got three different kinds of cannolis, I believe.
At that Mike's place?
Yeah. No, Bova's. I think it's Bova's Bakery. Yeah.
Cannoli and milk.
I got a whole milk. Mm-hmm. I got a little carton of whole milk.
Yeah, me
just
too.
To wash it down. Then some kind of pudding, is that right?
Is that right? We ate a lot of food.
That's how you know you're fat when you forget all the types of food that you've eaten.
But we're eating dessert from a bakery from a box on a mailbox.
Put a mailbox in. Yeah. I'm like sweating because I can't eat any more food in my body.
It's like when guys do heroin in a phone booth.
That's exactly it.
Well, we ate so much. And then, I mean, Sean, I mean, I've seen you eat. Yeah. And this is why I love you, because Sean will get a fucking, he'll get a meal at the Cellar, and it comes with a fucking big flapping plate of mashed potatoes. He eats mashed potatoes like it's the fucking 18th century. Like, that's all we got. Like, he just
like
worked.
I'm a settler trying to survive.
Yes. And he eats them. And they're just gone. It's like you figure, you know, you take a couple bites of mashed potatoes and you tap out. This fuck will eat them.
And they give you a giant plate of mashed potatoes at the Cellar.
They give you a giant plate. Everybody else gets a normal plate. Fucking Santa Claus gets a fucking. He's going to be delivering gifts on you. And of course, you, my friend, we met at a gig, but where I started following you. And actually, first of all, number one, I'm going to tell you this. You look like Dom DeLuise.
I look like him?
You remind me of Dom
DeLuise.
Does he?
Well, it's not a bad thing.
No, he's probably one of my favorite comic actors of all time.
Okay. And I usually get Chaz Bono. That's my intro on stage.
You know, Dom DeLuise. I get that. That's actually really funny. But you, Dom DeLuise, you have the same face. Eyes, and you also you do a lot of videos on your YouTube channel, on your Facebook channel, which I actually watch a lot of. And there was one where it's Thanksgiving, and he's literally going around a table and he's introducing the plates. And there's this big. Can you just tell us what you had at the? Yeah. Don't tell us the. Just tell us what you had.
We did the turkey and the spiral ham and the wild rice, the potatoes, the broccoli rabe, the sausage bread, the pumpkin bread, the. Sweet potatoes, mashed potatoes, and various other things.
So there's like literally around 27 things on a table.
Wow.
And on another table. And then he goes, "It's for the three of us." His mother, his wife, and him. And I was like, they're trying to kill him. Like, they're literally trying to murder this fucking tubby son of a bitch from Jersey. I mean,
I don't have a fighting chance.
Well, let me ask you, is your rest of your family, are they bigger as well, or are they?
Well, it's just me and my mom. Like, but you know, yeah, we're all big. I was always big. Big. So,
I mean, I watched that video and I was like, that's fucking. I mean, God, that's it. That's it's it.
Fantastic.
Right there.
It was fucking fantastic.
Well, here's the I haven't had I had a Christmas Eve and Christmas Day I cheated, okay, but since that, the day after Thanksgiving, until now, I haven't had sugar, or carbohydrates or grains at all. All right, and not intentionally. Like once in a while, there's a piece of corn or something or some like ketchup. You know, you forget that right. has sugar in it. Blah blah blah. But that's basically. I'm back again, and I've been working out and blah, but it's a motherfucker to, you know, I'm looking around the room at all these fucking bodies that are distorted. I mean, seriously. Well, you know, you look around the room, and I mean, we're all... I mean, this is my question.
Are you trying to make us cry, by the way? Is that what's going on?
Is this an intervention for all of us?
I think
you'll
look great.
It's like 1,200 pounds and Christian Slater.
That's the problem right there. This horse shit from skinny people. I think you all look great. Yeah, because you don't give a fuck.
You also don't believe that.
Yeah. You know what? Yes.
Try the view from under one of us. Like
that. No thanks.
Yeah, exactly.
See? You're
full
right.
of shit.
Fuck that bullshit.
It's all a fucking lie.
For a split second, I was like, maybe she means it.
No, I was like, no, but I will say you have been doing a very good job.
Yeah, but okay. Well, fuck you again. But
No, you do look like you lost. I told you that. You lost a bunch. I think you just brought us here to tell us how great you've been doing.
To feel better about himself.
Like, guys, you got to go the Robert Kelly way on this no sugars, no grain thing.
Is it actually intervention?
Yeah. Because I've tried that no sugar thing. That is fucking hard as shit, dude.
No, I'll tell you what's harder is the no grains for me. Because I don't give a fuck.
I think sugar is harder than no grains.
Yeah. Oh, I'm telling you what I think, but if you want to jump over what I think.
I did it last year.
Yeah,
I did it for a month and a half and I lost like 30 pounds.
Okay. He lost 30 pounds in his ass.
That was the left cheek. Just
the cheek. I'll tell you, I mean, I'd like to go around the room. What is your favorite food that you can't give up? What's the motherfucker for you?
I'll tell you what, Bobby. I actually gave up rice, bread, pasta, soda, and potatoes as of New Year's. And the one thing is pizza's killing me.
It's killing you.
The bread.
Yeah, it's pizza's the bread. Tough. Well, pizza's a tough one because not only does pizza is it bread, it has the cheese and the sauce. Yeah. So it has the sweet and the salty.
Look at his eyes. So, yeah. They're glistening.
Oh, we're getting into it. We're getting into it on this one.
There's a food blackout coming up.
If you're skinny,
sucking on the microphone right now.
Yeah, if you're a person that can actually push food away, you might want to go fucking tune this one out. Go get on a treadmill, fucking cocksucker.
You won't relate to this next 5 minutes.
5 minutes? Fucking hour and a half.
Bobby, I dreamt the other night that I ate pizza and I woke up crying.
Really?
Like an addict, like when an addict dreams that they fucking went back to drugs. That's what I felt like.
Totally.
He's just in his room sleeping, going like this at night. Why don't I just do a visual joke on your podcast?
Doubling down.
I don't like that you get mad at yourself, too. Yeah. Fuck, did you do a visual joke, you fucking
I'm trying to be honest.
I mean, pizza, man, I'll tell you the one thing about pizza, and this is why pizza's tough. It's quick, it's easy. It's cheap.
Yeah.
It's salty. It's sweet. It's filling.
Oh yeah.
Okay. So when you're trying to stuff emotions, people don't realize that when you have something that fills you, like a beef stew,
like a Swanson's,
how good is a fucking Dintymore?
Oh yeah.
Or a homemade beef stew. I mean, God, or a slice of pizza. You have a slice of pizza or two. I'd say two. Two slices of pizza. You can't really, if you can do one slice of pizza, I don't know you. I don't know who that person is.
No one does one.
I don't even give a fuck if I just ate. I'm doing two slices. I might not fucking down the second slice, but I'm doing two.
I had four in like 7 minutes before I got here.
You had four slices?
Oh, in like 7 minutes.
At Ben's right there?
No, at home.
Oh.
He made the pizza.
He has a fucking pizza oven in his house.
He just bought every Elio's box at the supermarket.
You had pizza at your house?
Yeah.
Like from when?
Well, we ordered it.
From tonight?
From a good place, yeah.
From tonight?
Yeah, yeah.
So you ordered pizza tonight.
Yeah.
And there was, did you order, what is your order? When you order pizza, I want to know what your order
just
is.
Just a large pepperoni.
Large pepperoni. How many does your wife have?
Like two or three.
Two, right?
Three at the most.
Three at the most. I'd fucking slap my wife's hand if she went for three. You fucking
so,
bitch.
So not only do you eat, you don't want other people to eat your food. That you,
Me and my wife got in one of the biggest fights we've ever gotten in Aruba because we went to a pizza place that did personal sized pies. And she said, all we need is one. I go, it's personal. She goes, yeah, but I don't. I go, I'm going to do one, you fuck. But I'm guaranteeing you we're going to fucking get two. And so the one came out, this little shit pizza, and she had us. And then she was like, I'm just going to have one slice. I'm like, you don't want more. You know you want more. Yeah. But now I'm fucking making my wife go hungry. Just order three. Yeah. Stop trying to fucking control me. Get three fucking pies. Fuck the world. It doesn't fit on the table. Make them get us another table.
We got a place in Jersey that actually makes a dessert pizza.
Where in
the
Jersey?
Fuck is that?
Nutella pie.
Oh, I've had that. It's like
doesn't Domino's make dessert pies?
That
as well?
Domino's is not fucking pizza, number one.
No, it's not. You're right, it's not.
Don't come at me with that.
Take your mic up so you don't have to keep leaning in like a fucking shitty news reporter.
There's a place in Asbury Park that makes Nutella pizza.
Yeah, it's yeah, fucking like diet. It's just diabetes going down your throat, but it's so fucking good.
Mm-hmm. Buddy, here's the thing though. Fuck Nutella. I'm gonna tell you this. I'm gonna fight on this. Fuck Nutella pizza. Okay. Listen, this is what I don't like doing. I don't like the crossbreeding that's going on in Jersey. You guys are fucking frying Oreos and Twinkies.
Fried Oreos are great.
Fuck
cheese
fried
balls.
You know what's great? A fucking Oreo with milk. Fried Oreo, you can suck it.
I love it.
That's too far.
It's not too far.
It's too far.
What podcast is this, Bob? Is this the Fat Cast or what? Are we doing the Health Cast?
No, we're not doing the Fat. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay. I'm gonna keep asking you because I don't want to get. I don't want to go to jail for killing you.
I do hate the crossbreeding too. I had a donut burger one time. Did you ever have that?
No, but
it's so we went to the fair. We went to the fair, right? With my buddy Pete, who's like my foodie guy. You know, he's my guy who I eat shit with.
But that's when they usually do it at a fair.
Yeah,
they try to crossbreed food.
Yeah. So I buy the donut burger and I taste it and I'm like, oh, this is so fucking disgusting. So he goes, how is it? I go, it's fucking amazing. You have to buy one. Just so he could feel the torture that I was going through. Yeah, it was so bad.
Look at a donut burger. Look, that's what I'm saying. You don't get a donut and a burger. You get a burger and then have a donut.
Yes, I agree with that.
I've had a donut
dessert burger. Is its own section.
Dessert is its own thing. You start making pizza, Nutella dessert. It's like the salad pizza. Fuck your face. Making that horseshit.
That's popular, the salad pizza.
Yeah, but you know
that's
called?
That's salad pizza.
That's called bread in a salad.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I love way better because I get the butt of the bread, have the salad with the dressing.
There's a place by me that has a taco pizza.
Yeah, taco pizza.
What's that?
It's a taco on a pizza.
Look, I don't mind that because
that's fucking delicious.
It's all right.
It's delicious.
I mean, look at the Mexican guy. He's fucking. He's okay. Sorry. I just made you really Mexican. Why, you like a taco pizza?
Yeah, why not?
Really? Yeah, see, I don't like that, man. I like a taco.
No, I like straight up pizza. I'm with you. I like straight up pizza.
Here's my list, okay? Ready? I like grandma pizza from Ben's.
Best. Mm-hmm.
I like a slice of pizza from Joe's. And I like a whole pizza from John's.
Joe's Sicilian is unbelievable as well.
I know, but Joe's slice is just off the fucking charts.
I went last night to Pizza Suprema on 31st Street.
You know, this whole podcast is going to end with us just fucking going to nine different. Can we talk about doing bang, 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 bang?
Can we talk about something else? I'm so hungry now.
No, we're talking about food.
Why are you doing this to me? Well, I've been actually doing all right too. I've been dieting.
Well, we started working out. We worked out in. I was working out, and I think you started that weekend, right?
Yeah, the week before I was working.
All right, so the week before you started working out, we went away to comics, and we started going to the gym and lifting weights, and we did good that weekend.
Yeah.
And I've been doing it every day. So,
can you imagine watching Bobby walk into the sauna and then Stavros walks out? You're like, that shit works. Fuck,
dude. Fuck. You. I liked it.
It was good. He just didn't laugh because it was an insult.
No, but yeah, I can't help you with insults. Still me, but it was your enthusiasm that made everybody hate that one. Because you went into the mic. Can you imagine? Like an old radio show. Beep, 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 beep. Can you imagine? All right, I'll take it. Fucking wow. I just did shitty sound effects.
We thought you were still getting to it. That was, yeah.
Yeah, but like it's a, like what are the foods that you're missing?
Oh,
besides
God.
All of them.
Literally every single.
What is the fucking food that's killing you right now?
Well, the good thing is
that's all of them.
Yeah, everything I've eaten.
Well, there's no good thing.
I honestly, Korean barbecue I can have though, because I'm eating no sugar, no grains. It's meat.
Okay, but I'm not asking you. The question wasn't what are the shitty foods that you can have that because of that.
Yeah, yeah.
What is the one that you fucking miss?
Oh, fuck. Just French fries, I guess. Just a nice
food. Really?
I like the side dishes. That's what it is. I basically eat. I'm eating. I love a nice popper. I love a nice jalapeno popper. I love a nice fucking. Those things where they put.
Yeah.
You got me started now, so. I love those things where it's just macaroni and cheese fried in a fucking ball.
Oh, that's great.
Fuck, are you fucking. Good, yeah. Oh, my Lord, dude.
The stand has great fucking truffle mac and cheese.
This is
going to
become like that Dom DeLuise Fatso movie.
Get the honey, Julia. I can't open the cake. Get the honey.
Give me the keys. Jelly donut.
Yeah, but take the jelly donut and suck out the jelly and replace it with chocolate filling. Could I have a little lemon in my tea? Listen, bro.
But
let
also,
me tell you something.
Also, ice cream.
I had to invent a rule eating with Stavros. You have to ask, because. Yeah. If you don't, he would just fucking, he'd go, hey, can I grab a chip? Can I grab a fry? Can I get a papa? And he would just keep eating until either you stopped him or they were gone. So I had to be like, you have to ask the last one you cannot take. So when I eat with Stavros, he knows. I'll literally be sitting. He's like a fucking like
gets a light on food.
He's like a Labrador retriever just sitting there waiting for a fucking treat. And I'll look down and the energy's weird. And I'll look and he's just looking at me. And I look and there's one fucking nacho left. And I'm like, go ahead.
But you're generous with food. You'll always offer me, like, if we're all eating, you'll offer food. Hey, take one of these, take one of that. So.
That's a typical fat guy trick.
Yeah.
Is what it is.
It's to order it for
absolutely.
Everybody.
And it's generosity, not gluttony in that way.
Yeah, it's generosity, not gluttony. You're eating it too, and I'm not supposed to have this, but here, hey guys,
for my friends.
I got you guys 55 cupcakes. No, my favorite thing to do when I'm on like a show, and I really do want to be nice to the people and the crew and the actors, but I'll go get really expensive donuts. Mm. It's my thing.
Hell yeah.
Like, I'll go to find the donut place around because they have all these great donut places, especially in Brooklyn.
Oh, that Peter Pan one.
Oof, I went, yeah, right?
When we ordered like
remember
200?
That?
Yeah.
I ordered 200 donuts from there.
Shit.
Had them delivered to set because, number one, I really, it's a good way, it's a cool thing to give.
It's a unifier.
But, dude, man, those fucking donuts, oh, God.
They're amazing.
They're fucking ridiculous.
I heard about that donut plant place too. I heard that's on.
Fuck donut plant. Fuck it. I will not condone that place. That's another place that's taking a fucking perfectly good thing and then mixing it
What's
up.
What's wrong
Fuck
with
you.
It?
They don't. You don't fucking bacon and maple. Fuck off.
Oh they do great. That. Food or donuts in
donut,
Oregon.
Donut what? Where do I go?
Donut pub.
Donut
pub is unbelievable.
Tips a guy at 20. Oh.
This is what I do. Here's my fat trick there. Ready? You go around 12:30.
On a Saturday. It has to be a Saturday.
Yeah. When they're cooking the donuts fresh in the back. You get a seat at the fucking little tiny counter.
At the bar, yeah.
Counter.
You sit by the door so no one else can get in.
And then I give the guy a 20. I go, whatever's hot, you bring here first.
You're like Sinatra,
like a bouncer,
but with donuts.
You've never taken me on a donut, dude.
Hey, huh? Kid.
You've never
kid.
Taken me there.
Here's Bobby's here. Yeah. Hey. Hey. Yeah. Here's a Finsky. Get me whatever's hot.
And the guy literally
you got it, Mr. Kelly.
He comes, and before he even brings him to the fucking place where he stacks them, he gives them to Bobby. Bobby's like, I want that one.
Oh my God.
Hey buddy, if you're gonna do it, you might as well
do it right.
Yeah, well, yeah. I'll drop a 20 to fucking enjoy myself with my friends.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
How great were those fucking donuts?
Oh, they were good. Yeah. That means you had
donut
milk.
Donut pub
you
is my
milk?
Favorite place.
We all get milk.
You get
see,
milk.
Milk and donuts,
on.
I don't usually do that.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Show.
I'm
I agree
an idiot.
With you.
Yeah, do you need to go dry?
Excuse
I'm
a cookie me. And milk person.
Cookie and milk,
Chris, can you do me a favor? Can you escort him
I will,
out? Fucking donut. What do
you eat?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
What do you drink? Nothing? You go dry?
I guess I go dry. Yeah, dry with donuts, I guess.
What?
Yeah. No.
You have milk with every donut you have?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Oh, no.
No, that's too much.
Too, too much. Cookies and milk. Oreos and milk.
Quiet
I'll do.
Down, of course you'll do cookies and milk, Santa.
Whatever the kids leave. I've eaten in the reindeer carrots sometimes. No, who am I kidding? I've never eaten the reindeer carrots.
I yeah, dude. What is your food that you? I mean, what is your thing that you miss?
I don't miss it. I'm eating it. I'm not dieting.
No,
I'm
you
a fucking mess. I should diet.
It's not
yes.
a quitter.
It was bad. I'm going to start now because this weekend was bad. But the food that, I would miss is fried chicken. Fried chicken is my all-time
favorite.
Where
do you get good fried chicken in the city?
What, are you kidding me? You go to Hill Country Chicken.
I'm sorry, I don't live in those shitty neighborhoods.
Blue Ribbon? You never had Blue Ribbon down in East Village?
I did, yes. Yes.
But this weekend I was in Syracuse and they had Dinosaur Barbecue there. Me and Brendan Ayers, another comic, we had 3 days in a row. We had Dinosaur Barbecue.
What'd you get?
Three brisket, mac and cheese, French fries. It was and like
you didn't
three
deviate?
Sodas.
You just went brisket every time.
I get the same thing every time. Oh, yeah.
Come There's on. A dinosaur 10 minutes from my house too.
Where in
really?
Brooklyn?
Newark. Yeah,
oh, in Newark.
Jersey.
Oh, is there one? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great.
The dinosaur in your house.
It's not my favorite barbecue. barbecue is like my main. That's my main thing. But that also that's meat as well. So it's like if I was dining, I guess I could have it. But the sides are great.
It's the sides, baby. The sides. Fuck
so
up.
What is your what is your favorite fucked up food that you know you shouldn't eat but you
fried
eat?
Chicken.
Fried chicken.
I eat tons of fried. I eat fried chicken downstairs.
Wings.
The cutlets.
Yeah.
The cutlets.
Yeah, fried. Anything fried. I eat so much fried. Wings, fries, French fries.
My God.
Yeah. So much fried food. I had to cut down because I was like. To the point where I almost had like a heart attack this weekend, I think.
Okay, stop 1 second. Liz, can you come in here, please? Can you come here, please? Yeah. Liz. Just give her the... No, give her the microphone. Give her the mic.
Why?
Well, number one, you know, this whole thing I with the Judd thing...
Are we going to do this in this forum?
Yes.
No, we're not.
I already talked about it.
We're not going to do it in this forum.
Do you know what she did to me?
We're not doing it in this forum.
Do you know what she did
we're
to me?
We're not doing it.
Do you know? I already did it. I already fucking did it.
Well, I'm not going to say
all right, then go.
Okay, thanks.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Fuck that. Fucking set me up.
I didn't realize that was going to be so serious.
What? I don't care. I don't give a shit. She doesn't want to do it. Then fucking goodbye. They set me up downstairs to look like the fucking asshole guy.
The bump guy.
Yeah, the bump guy. Why? I get fucking ugh.
Somebody
anyways,
break out
how
the
about
emergency?
That fried chicken, huh? Yeah.
Is there a donut in a glass pane we can break out just give to Bobby?
In case of bumping.
Whoa, whoa, Chris. Whoa. Protect our guests, for God's sakes. Right. Get up quicker, Chris. Fat, he is the
rolling.
All right, good.
Bobby's head almost ate the guests.
Oh, my God.
If there was two of me,
you
got
to pull the couch out. The couch has to come out a little bit. Oh, my God.
Feed it a donut. It'll go back.
No, it's not you, dude. It's us. That's supposed to be hung up. It's not fucking hung up.
Yeah, but...
I love that the thing's falling and fucking Chris gets up. Fast, Chris.
I'm
you
not
gotta
fast.
Learn. Well, learn to be fast. When people might be dying.
Body.
Lauren's already fucking up. You're blocking her way. This is Chris getting a. Get the fuck. Oh, I hate slow people. Anyways, I do. Do you have that donut? Does anybody have a snack?
Should have got an insomnia cookie. Getting some cookies.
We can have them delivered.
No. Who said that?
Chris said that.
That
Chris?
Was actually his inner monologue. Bobby's inner monologue.
Oh, you said that. You said that?
No, I didn't say shit.
What is your favorite thing?
Ice cream.
Really?
Every fucking day I can eat it. I'm a 39-year-old married guy. My wife was at work today, and like I said to myself, 11:30 is a justifiable time for ice cream. So I
at
did.
At night.
No, this morning.
You ate ice cream in the fucking morning?
For breakfast.
No, I think that's... I've had ice cream for breakfast, and it's like eating yogurt.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just two different
things. I want you to leave. I don't want you here.
That's called being an enabler.
That's also called being skinny. You twink.
I could eat.
That is
you
what skinny
me.
People say. They go, it's just like yogurt, besides it being amazing.
Oh, I love ice cream in the morning. Yeah. My wife
will make pizza with cauliflower and all that, and she's like, it's the same thing. I'm like, it's not the same thing.
My wife made cauliflower pizza one day, I ate the first slice like it. I was like, "Ooh, this is like pizza." The second slice, I'll never forget. It was like sucking like a horse cock as it was jizzing in my throat.
So it was delicious.
I can never unfeel the feeling of fucking cauliflower pizza ever.
But I do the cauliflower mash though.
I'll do cauliflower mash, but my favorite thing is cauliflower au gratin.
Oh, hell yeah.
They fucking melt three different cheeses and then burn it in the oven?
Yes.
Fuck you.
Hell yeah.
Del Frisco's. Go to Del Frisco's.
There's so cream in there?
Order that. Order that. Fucking heart will stop. But I love ice cream too, but here's the thing is that I can eat a whole tub of ice cream and not stop. Easy. And my little brother was like, I remember one time we went to this place up in New Hampshire. I forget, the Keller House is called, right? It's been there for like 100 years. One of those ice cream places, 100 years, they make ice cream. You put your own toppings on and all that shit, right? And I've been going there since I was a kid. We went up 2 years ago, whatever it was, and I was like, dude, I can eat like fucking 9 scoops. And the scoops are like fists. And he goes, no, you can't. I go, I'm telling you, dude, I can throw it down. I got 5 scoops. And I, it was, no, it was fucking gone in under 10 minutes. Fucking, yeah, gone. Just ice cream. What was it? Oreo cookie dough? And Oreo cookie, and it was like Cookie Monster one because it was blue. My tongue, my lips were all blue for like fucking 2 days.
Looked like you ate 5 scoops of it,
dude. 5. I throw it down. Fucking ice cream, nothing does nothing to me.
Oh, it fills me up.
Nothing.
Could you do the Ben and Jerry's, the Vermonster? You know that big tub that they keep there.
Fuck yeah.
Do you have eyes?
Yeah.
How big is the Vermonster?
Yeah.
It's like a tub of ice cream sell.
Oh yeah, I could do that. No, fuck that.
And what do you get if you eat it? Is it like
diabetes?
A challenge?
Yeah.
I don't think you get anything. I think, but you just can. I think it's for like parties.
We used to go to a place. We used to go to a place in Boston called the Deli Hoss, and you know they have a Sunday, right? This one they had a weekender. It was called, and it was fucking 26 scoops of ice cream.
Jesus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You don't even have time to do that. It's going to melt before you even can finish it.
And then you drink it. That's what they make stars. That's why there's stars.
You got an answer locked and loaded. I know what you're thinking. And you drink it.
I'm counting on it melting.
That's the best part.
The best one. The ice cream melts in the bowl, and then you drink it like, cereal milk? Uh-uh. Oh, there's nothing
better.
So
let me ask you this. What do you fill your meals with now that you can't have grains, sugars? Because I need to know. What you, like,
okay, you know what I do now?
And...
Yes, I was telling you up front, it takes around a month. I call it the stranded on a fucking desert island technique. It's if you...
Castaway?
All of a sudden, fucking a tomato will taste like French fries if you haven't eaten any crappy shit. If you take away the shitty food, all the salt and the sweets and the fucking corn syrups and all that.
As you were saying. I'm getting excited as you're saying that. Just you're like, take smoke. Away. I'm like, I don't want to take away the salt. Yeah. I don't want to take away the sweets. But you're saying after you take it out for a month.
If you take it out for a month, all of a sudden food tastes different. Food tastes the way it is anymore. All of a sudden you taste an apple and you're like, this is the sweetest thing I've ever taken. If you don't have sugar for a month and then you eat an apple, you're going to be like, this is fucking delicious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just the way it is. And all fat people, here's the thing, skinny people. We know. We get it. We know it all. Yeah. We know exactly what the fuck to do, how to do it, and what we're doing to ourselves.
We're not fat because we're stupid.
No.
We don't like see like bad food. Like, I bet this is good for me. Like, we know what we're doing to ourselves.
We're fat because we need to be fat at certain times to not die.
Do you find it hard going on the road now, eating?
No, here's what you do. Okay? When you go on the road, if you can't afford it, right now I can afford to get room service. Okay, and I'm lucky enough to be able to do that, and I'm lucky enough to be able to afford a hotel that has good room service. Okay, but before when I wasn't, I would go to a grocery store. Just go to a grocery store, you know, and you buy deli meats and you buy condiments that you can have, mustards and relishes, and you buy nuts and you buy protein shakes, powder, and you mix it with water and you fucking eat. You eat as much of fruit and fucking, you get some peanut butter. If you're craving sweet, you take a scoop of peanut butter late at night and it takes away the sweet. And then you keep doing that over and over and over. And all of a sudden, a fucking apple tastes like an apple again. Amazing. Pineapple's like, fuck you. Watermelon's like, suck my dick. You know what I mean?
I go on TV food maps whenever I'm going away for a weekend, and I'll look around. Like, if I'm going to Hartford, I'll be like, oh, shit, there's a fucking burger place 10 miles away. And I drive to all my gigs. So I totally kill myself every time I go away.
Yeah, we've let me tell you something, man. I shot, you know how many fucking Travel Channel shows I shot without shooting?
No cameras.
No cameras.
I remember when
you're talking to an imaginary person.
Remember Albany? Albany is me, you, and Joe. Oh, me, God. You, and Joe Liz. So me and Joe had already eaten at the club, and Joe specifically to Bobby, I'm not hungry, and I'm like, I'll take something. I'll have one thing. And Bobby's like, all right, I'll order. There's five entrees. There's a party platter of sausage, a schnitzel just for one person, two different kinds of fries. I think there were sweet potato fries and regular fries, and then 20 wings. And that was when Joe didn't want to eat, and I just wanted like half of something. That's what Bobby ordered. It was unbelievable. And then I just like, he just shames me into eating even when I don't want to. Not that I don't want to. He's like a coach. Yeah. He's like, he takes me
I'm
to
your
the next
fat
level.
Coach.
You're my fat
coach.
Yeah,
but you know what? You're a prodigy kid.
I know. I've got a lot of potential. I got a lot of upside. Yeah.
Yeah. You're learning fast, Pat.
I don't have to do much coaching, Ronda Rousey.
And that weekend, I literally just filled a plastic bag with a leftover sausage, and that's what I had just as a snack. I just had
okay,
sausage.
Fuck that. How about the time we went to the Wings place up near me?
Oh, that was
up near
incredible.
Me in Westchester, they have a place called Candlelight. Okay, Candlelight.
Oh,
it's,
fuck.
They have the best wings in the state, probably.
I mean,
they're connected. They don't cut them in half.
Oh, fuck that.
I love a connected wing.
You know what? I said the same thing, brother, but let me tell you something. It's better.
Now, I want that little tip. I don't want that little tip on the end. I can't deal with that shit.
What tip?
You know, when they don't cut them, they got the little fucking...
The little fried tip? You suck the fried stuff off?
No
way. What's wrong with that?
I go all drums. I'll pay extra for all drums.
All drums.
Dude, that's really fat.
Yeah.
That's fucking fat, people. You do ranch?
No.
Oh.
No.
Come what? On. You got to go ranch.
I don't do anything.
You don't do anything?
No.
Blue cheese? All natural.
Same here.
Are you
same
kidding?
Time.
What?
Nothing.
No ranch.
No ranch, no blue cheese.
I feel betrayed by
hot or mild?
No, hot. I'll do hot.
Oh,
hot.
I go flavor.
What, you go
like garlic,
tangy?
Like garlic parmesan or that kind of stuff.
Fuck that.
Can't do
I
too
can't.
Hot.
I can't do the garlic parmesan. You like too that. Much. I like a nice hot, and I'll do a ranch. Because the ranch cools it the fuck down. And ranch, I'll tell you, ranch is literally like fucking just sugar. It's all sugar.
Yeah, dude, it's really bad.
Especially that Cisco shit. Mm. Anything that comes off a Cisco truck, you're dying. You're just dead. You're getting
cancer.
It comes
off of that.
Yeah, and Cisco. Cisco's not using all natural.
I've dated two different girls who kept packets of ranch in their purse.
Oh, that's a great stat. Was it for you in case of emergency?
Your blood sugar drop.
Yeah. We're losing them. Get them ranch. 2 cc's of ranch.
Unfucking believable. Yeah, dude. We went to
that Wings place.
That Wings place. We ordered so much food at that place. We ate so much.
It was me, you, and Joe.
Me, yeah, my friend Joe. We ate, I think it was 30 wings.
Yeah, so immediately, before we even sit down.
50 wings.
Before we even sit down, Bobby's like, what's your best appetizer? We'll have one of those. Doesn't ask what it is. Just ask them for an appetizer before we sit down. And it's just there. It's just some fried cheesy thing was there.
Bobby usually knows the place that he's going to. He just knows. He just orders that before he even start the fucking meal.
It was great. Yeah. So there's an appetizer just waiting before we get there.
Because I don't think, look, here's the thing. This is what fucks you when you eat is the waiting for the food will make you more hungry and eat more. If you get something right away to nibble on,
that's
right.
Actually not a bad theory.
Oh, hold on a second. I'm about to just blow this dumb theory because that day, here's what he orders. That's yeah, that day we really didn't eat anything, Bobby. So we sit down. It's three of us, three people, right? Not super. I think Joe had already eaten. It wasn't like I was pretty hungry. Bobby was hungry. Whatever. So we ordered 30.
So you guys, are
looking at all these stories.
Joe's already.
And Joe's like, nah, I'm all right. All right, we'll eat for you then.
Yeah, it's a different. This was a
different
Joe. This guy can eat.
Oh, I thought it was less.
So it's.
I love all the stories though. Fatso was like, I can eat. Fuck you.
All right, fine. This particular time, I really could eat. Fine.
You were starving.
You're right. That was fine. So we get this appetizer, which is a cheesy fried thing. Then 30 wings. Just off the top, two fries and an onion ring, and then he just orders a full rack of ribs, just like on top of a meal. He's just like a full rack
Fred
of ribs.
Flintstone impression.
Yeah. Now, okay, here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
And when we were done with that meal, were we? Was I on the fucking money with all the food?
Absolutely on the money.
Not on the money. Not one fucking nugget left. I ordered exactly as much food as we should have had.
No, because we were done, and then I remember at the very end of my meal, I was struggling a little bit, but I got it done. You know what I mean? I don't want to let Bobby down here. And I'm grasping for my last fry, and he sees it's my last fry. He's like, "You want some more fries?" And I was like, "No, I'm actually okay with fries." And he asks again, "Well, how about some more fries to Joe?" And Joe's like, "Maybe a cheese fry?" No, then Joe's like, "Yeah, I'll get a fry." And then you're like, "Oh, cheese? Maybe cheese fries?" He's like, "Yeah, let's go cheese fries." And then he special orders cheese off the menu. It's like he orders three different types of cheeses. Put on sandwiches.
Stavros, I love how you describe eating like you're running a 5K. Because he goes, I was struggling there a little bit, but I got through it.
I got through the last leg.
I had the cramps.
I did. Oh my God. I just went home to my fucking...
Wait, we weren't done yet though, because we all got dessert.
Oh,
remember
shit.
The bread pudding?
We did get dessert. I got a bread pudding.
Oh, the bread pudding incredible. Was fucking to die.
But we all got three. We all got a separate dessert.
Yeah, we all got different desserts, man.
Did you share desserts?
Yeah, we made a little sample.
Yeah, of course we did. We're not fucking assholes. Yeah. It was so good, man.
It was incredible.
It's a lover's weekend right there.
But I remember that's actually my friend Joe. That's when he was like, "I'm done."
Yeah.
I think that was the night.
Was he a fat guy as well?
No, he's a big guy. He's pretty in shape. Stocky,
but he was like, "I had to get in shape after this."
Dude, because he would come on the road with me, my friend Joe. He's a civilian, you know, a good guy, one of the smartest guys I know. And he'll just come with me on the road. We'll do gigs where I can drive to and we'd go eat, and I would, you know, he would eat like me, because he's there. Yeah. So we ate a lot of food together, and that was like the end of his run with me, where it was like,
you just stop hanging out with you.
He's actually the guy that got me going to the gym. Because here's the problem with the gym. If you're gonna go to the gym, here's my advice to you. I helped you out with it.
Yeah.
Get somebody to give you a 4-day plan. So when you go to the gym, you do a half hour of cardio, and then you do a body group weight wise, and have it visual, like a photo of what to do on that machine. So you go in, you do 30 minutes of cardio, and then you go find four machines and do four of whatever the fuck they tell you to do on each machine, and you will do it if you know what you're doing at the gym. Because even if you know what you know...
Like a plan. You need a plan.
You need a fucking plan if you're a fatso.
Yeah.
If you think you're just going to go to the gym and get on the treadmill for a half hour or 40 minutes, it's not going to help. You have to lift weights. Tear muscle, rebuilds, needs energy, uses fat. Point. That's it.
It's true.
You're going to treadmill helps, but it's not going to burn fat as fast or better than ripping your muscles and having to repair them.
And even though Bobby has this knowledge, do you know how infuriating it is to have a fatter person yell at you to lift weights?
In the fucking... Oh, this is what I hate about this fucking queen. This fucking Nickelodeon teen mom.
I did not fake the injury.
This teen mom.
We're fucking...
Pulled a hammy.
No, we're working out at the... what is that, snacks?
Oh, no, it's snooze.
What is it?
Snooze, like chewing tobacco.
Snooze. Oh, okay. I get you. Okay. I thought you were...
It's gay chewing tobacco.
We're getting you hungry here. Yeah, we're working out at the gym, and we're doing shoulders, and I'm like, you know, first of all, the first day we leave, me and him are working out, we leave KC, the thin Indian dude, right? We didn't even talk to him in the gym. And the next day, he was telling us, like, "Well, you guys don't even talk to me at the gym." We're like, "Well, you don't need to do any of this. You're a thin guy."
You're just showing off, yeah.
Yeah, we thought you were just doing... He was planking the whole time. Why can't do that?
You're standing still? Isn't that what it is?
No, planking is...
You have to, like, putting your arms up.
Look at you guys talk now, don't you? Fucking thin ass. First thing you said at the same time. This is what you blank. So we're in the gym the next day, and I'm like, "You got to do this." He's like, "I'm not doing that. My shoulder."
I didn't just have that voice.
I'm not doing it. My shoulder.
It was that voice.
Did I turn into a woman?
What was wrong with your shoulder?
Nothing.
I have an outstanding football injury from high school. Stop doing that.
No. What was that?
It's
an
excuse.
It's not an excuse.
Who was doing
Fuck
that?
You.
I did it.
Oh, Jesus.
Shut up. It's a
rotator cuff.
I don't know. I tore something.
I have the same thing.
Oh, now you have the same thing. Wow. That weekend you didn't say anything about having the same
because
thing.
I'm not a fucking little
He's
queen
trying to be
mom.
A gladiator in the gym.
Yeah, I'm trying to do what I got to do.
It's fine. I want to be healthy, so it's fine. I put my health in
mom,
safety.
Yeah, we see how you want to be healthy. Your fucking shimmering forehead lets us know how healthy you are.
It's not that bad. I think I probably have at least the fourth driest forehead in here.
I guarantee it. Do the fat guy test. Do the fat guy test. I want it right on that side, flat.
If this would just happen to any forehead.
No, stick it. One, push, let go. Fat toe.
It fell,
but it was up there for at least 3 seconds. Yeah.
That piece of paper was planking on your forehead.
Look at 1, 2, 3. Yeah. Oh! We're about the same. There you go. Yeah, good. Take the fat guy test. This is the fat guy. Move that hair, though. That hair will fucking... Yeah, move that. Actually, you don't have to move that hair. Don't touch that hair. All right, let go. 1, 2. Oh!
A shocking upset.
Dolly's a model.
Put that hat back on, for God's sakes.
Wait, like this haircut right here?
That's a haircut. That's the fucking cheapest haircut you'd ever have to pay for. So it's I've been doing great. But I feel, I watched a show called, it was about, I don't know the name of it. I forget the name of it, but it's on one of those fucking history whatever channels. And it's about fat people that lose the weight.
Mm. Biggest Loser?
No. It's about fat people that lose all the weight, but then they have all the skin.
Oh my God, I saw that. No, it's horrible.
It's creepy, right?
Dude, so here you got this woman or this guy who, like 400 something pounds or whatever it was. They go and lose all this weight. They fucking kill it. And now they have this fucking thing hanging from their arms and tits and inner thighs.
And they're like melted candles.
Yeah.
Fucking disgusting.
They literally have to buy like compression clothes.
Well, a lot of people get plastic surgery after.
Yeah, they get it cut off.
But it's, dude, it takes like a year. So this was the whole thing is they go in and they have to get the surgery. And this hot chick now used to be a tubby. Was cute, fat too.
Yeah,
lost the weight. She's a pretty blonde, but God forbid if you ever met her, if she was single and you met her in a nightclub and then you took her home, you'd fucking throw up because she'd have to unravel her gut from her cunt.
Jesus Christ!
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they go and they have to get this skin. They cut. I think 16 pounds of skin.
One dude had like 45 pounds of skin.
Oh my God.
Do you ever see it when they like flap it on the table? It's disgusting.
Well, yeah, every fucking day.
Yeah. Think about how weird that must feel after all that's gone.
Yeah.
You know, like that guy from The Sopranos. Remember he lost all that weight on the show? And like he did like some reality show where he lost a bunch of weight. But then he still walked like he was as big.
Yeah.
He still had that like
because
put your
he
legs
still
down
had the skin
feet.
In the between his legs.
Yeah.
Because
dude,
they literally would take this bucket of fat. They just had the surgery. They're coming out of anesthesia. Oh my God. And if you ever come out, you're like, fuck, right? You ever have that done? And they walk in with this bucket of fat. That they go and they unveil it. We just cut the 17 pounds, and they're looking at the fat like, "What are you showing? Are you crazy?
Yeah, why are they showing us?
I don't know. It's for the show.
We're showing
production
them.
Again. This fucking lady.
It's like fucking. It's like, we want to give you nightmares for the future.
That's why I don't want to be. I just want to be a fat guy with no titties. That's my fitness goal. No titties, big arms. I think I can handle that. No skin. You know what I mean?
You got it, boo.
Thank you.
You want to be like meathead fat? Like I'm
yeah, exactly. Like bouncer fat.
Did you see the new show they're coming out with where the trainer gets fat with the people?
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then they lose the weight?
What?
Whoa.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the most ridiculous
that
thing I've ever
so
heard of.
That's
I should fucking do it.
It's got to be the greatest month, though, of their life. Eating all the food, yeah.
That's ridiculous. That's just stupid. That's teaching people the wrong. You know,
but
dude,
it's also they're going to lose the weight quicker than the people that have been fat their whole lives.
Yeah, but that's not good to do, man. I mean, are you trying to lose anything?
Well, I'm going to have to at some point.
Like a leg?
Right now.
Do you mean your leg, your foot?
we talked about outside. I went and I lost a lot of weight, and then I put it back on.
Right.
Because, you know, you understand, you were married and we're happy, and you just don't give a fuck anymore. And you just fucking eat what you want, and then it just comes back on.
Well, I'll tell you what, I started eating because I started quitting smoking.
I did too.
And then I had pregnancy. My wife got pregnant, and then we had the kid.
I was gonna say, I don't think that's how it works.
No, but the stress of it, like, yeah, yeah. And then we moved twice in a year, had a baby. It was just a fucking crazy 3 or 4 years there, and I use that to get by. I use food to get by because now here I'm on the road. You know, this was before, you know, 2 years, 4 years ago, things were okay. They weren't great. I was fucking hustling on the road. I had to work a lot. I wasn't making a lot of money. I was making good money, but not great. And then, you know, and thank God, you know, Louie and sex, drugs and other things, whatever happened. But, you know, it was fucking rough, man. And here, you know, I just couldn't. I just quit smoking. It's tough, man. Eating. Let me tell you something. You know, I don't drink. I don't party. I don't fucking. I don't get to go have a whiskey or a bourbon or fucking get shit faced to smoke weed. You know,
your vice is food.
Fucking damn right. And there's nothing makes you feel better than sitting in your hotel room. Knowing that a pizza guy's coming.
Nothing, huh? There's nothing that makes you feel better.
Name something.
Having eaten the pizza already, I think, is probably better.
No.
You don't like that feeling of just feeling full,
it's like
and
fucking,
shitty?
And then
you
it's get like in fucking bed an ugly chick, and then right when you come, you're like, oh, I just fucked an ugly chick.
No, I like feeling like shit and just like, oh, I don't know. Just like, that's a big part of the feeling for
then
me.
Then taking a nap.
The nap is great. The like... You go into hibernation. Yeah. You can feel your blood just being thicker.
Oh, no, I know. Like, when it shows up, the anticipation will be like, ooh, I get to eat this now.
Dude, when I order food, when I'm in a hotel room, and I haven't done it in months now, but when I got to, when I Yelp that delivery, and then I see the pictures of that pizza.
Oh, you're right. I changed my mind. You're
and
right.
Then all of a sudden, I order it, and it's coming, and it's on the way with two Diet Cokes.
It's coming, and you're coming.
At the dude, there's nothing better than using a full-size towel as a napkin.
I do that all the time.
Every time I go on the road, I get Domino's, and I just fucking completely wipe my face.
Nothing. I love
it. It becomes like the Shroud of Turin, but with it. Pizza sauce.
Yeah, there's nothing you feel like having some maid having to figure out what's, why is it red? Why is the towel, what do you, get fucked in the ass?
Yeah. The maid comes and she's like, did we get murdered in this?
Piece of pepperoni still red on the fucking towel. I love it. Oh, man. I love it. And I just wish, it's almost like fucking pussy with me. I wish I did more before I got married. Like, I wish I ate
more before you got married. No,
more pizzas?
I wish I just fucking did a nice DP with a friend of mine on one asshole. You know what I mean?
So, you want to rub your dick next to another guy's dick?
I just want my fucking shaft rubbing along your
well,
shaft.
Well, we all have dreams.
Just a nice high five with cocks. Come on, my friend's balls and a vagina. You know, just go a little crazy.
Guy stuff, yeah. like
romantic stuff.
It's fucking funny, man. But I don't know if anything. What makes you feel better than eating a great meal?
I don't know, because I'm with my chick for 2 years now. Because like I can stay thinner if I can fuck strange pussy, mm-hmm. But if I'm faithful, that's when the eating gets bad.
People look their best when they're single. I will.
Yeah,
say
that's
that.
What always. That's the thing that always is in my life. Whenever I've lost some weight, it's always been after a breakup.
Yeah.
Or like after a drought when I haven't fucked for a while, mm-hmm. And I'm just like, all right, let's kick this into gear. And then the second I get a girlfriend or I start feeling good
it's
about
on.
Myself, I start gaining weight. Mm-hmm. Just,
what is that?
I just I
you
think
get comfortable.
Yeah, it's the comfortable. You're happy.
Yeah, but why would you? Why would you want to destroy yourself when you're happy? What is that? Why?
The food's
why?
Making you happy?
Because you don't see it as destroying yourself. You
no,
see
no,
as,
no, no, no.
It is, you know it is.
But,
you know
what, not on a grand scale. Yeah.
No.
It starts small though. I think it's like a slippery thing. You're like, you're happy. I'll hang out with my girlfriend. What happened was,
why is food something that makes us happy?
Because start off when you're dating, you go out to eat. And then when you're together a year or two and you move in together, then it's like, oh, let's just stay in together and we'll order something in. And then it's like you start booking your vacations around fucking food.
Where are you going? Fucking Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory? We're going to Nabisco Factory this year, honey.
You're going to the M&M store in Times Square.
Come with me. We'll see this fat guy, Sean, dying in a corner.
I don't know. I don't think that's it for me. I don't like to eat with the girl. It's just, that's just, as soon as I'm happy, you're right. I don't know why it's tied to happy.
I know it's because you get comfortable. You don't even think of you're right. You're happy, and you don't. It's not like you're not trying to get laid. First of all, because you're getting laid, so you don't have to look good to get laid. So that goes out of your head.
But you stop getting laid when you get fat, and you get too. When you get too fat, you and your chick stop fucking.
Yeah,
I mean it's a fact.
Yeah,
but that happens. Not happening.
You still fuck your chick. You still have sex? I say it that way.
Yeah. You still fuck your wife, bro?
I really did fuck you.
He's like, nice to meet you, by the way.
I'm sorry, dude. I caught myself. Do you still have sex with your lovely wife?
Yes.
You do it a lot?
She's more driven than I am.
Because of?
Well, I guess I have a lower sex drive than she does.
Because of?
Probably because I'm fat.
Yeah. No, true, I do too. Yeah.
I do too.
Yeah, my sex, now that I started losing weight, my sex drive, wet. My wet.
But I want to fuck all the time. It's gonna be I love
Let's
it.
Let's do it.
Now that I started losing weight, my sex drive's coming back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm starting to.
Oh, you feel it?
I feel absolutely. Yeah,
actually, that was a big thing for me. Just like I hooked up with this girl that I wanted to hook up with for a while, and I just couldn't get hard. It was brutal. It was over Christmas break, and I had beaten off this girl quite a bit. So
was she related?
Yeah, she was.
I think you're just gay.
Yeah,
I think
I'm
gay now.
You made a joke about me fucking. I don't know where that came from.
I don't know where it was coming from. I thought it'd be funny. That's why you couldn't get hard. You're related to it, but you made no sense.
What's going on now?
In front of you.
This is the word. This is why Scopo sucks.
No,
I literally shut up, Scopo. I whisper. I go, where's the ad? And he's looking at me. You put it on everybody's head. I know, but I don't know where it is. I'm asking you to fucking find it. Okay. Is what I'm asking. You fucking, oh, God. I'm literally whispering. Where's
it's
the
pretty
ad?
Fitting because it fell on the floor and none
but
of
he
us
yells.
To pick it up.
He yells. He yells into the microphone. You put it on your head. It was on your head, and then he slaps his head like I'm retarded.
You fucking idiot.
Like I wouldn't understand. You put it on. You put it on your head. I need this to understand the word head.
Is the ad for Jenny Craig?
No, I wish. I don't know. Understand why I don't have any
weight loss ads.
Something for weight loss on this fucking show.
I've got a guess. I think.
Why?
Because you weren't losing weight until recently.
You're very fat.
What are you, fucking Sherlock Holmes? Fuck, sucker. Do we have anybody in the chat room?
Yeah, we got a couple of things.
Now, this is all going to be terrible.
Yeah, I've been on a real cold streak lately. But John Coltrane says, this podcast is Grubhub's wet dream.
All right. I like
it. It's not bad.
Corey Pruitt says, Bobby's blood type is Rocky Road.
That's a fucking street joke.
That's a street joke.
You hack.
Well,
no, I'm kidding. He's the guy in the chat room. Come on.
Rare's Tourist Doe says, fuck this show. I'm going to go work out.
Very good. Very good. Very good. All right. Check it out. I got to do a really ad real quick. And what's that?
I'm just talking to Depot.
I got it though. Thank you. You can't do anything.
Yeah.
I was getting a time code for the show, and then I had it. He could see the time code.
Right.
How about that ad?
Are we good? Thank you, Lauren. Oh fucking God! Thank God for Lauren. I wish your vagina was better.
It's not.
I know.
We could all fit in Lauren's vagina right now.
Maybe half of you guys.
You ever get really bad calamari?
Where it's just like too big.
How, I'm sorry. How did you just say that word?
Kalamata.
Oh, where are we on the Amalfi Coast right now?
Kalamata.
Yeah. You guys ever Kalamata?
You guys ever get? Do you guys ever get mozzarella sticks?
Yeah, you're not that skinny yet.
I hate when people do that.
Yeah. They get really big calamari.
I wanted some pepperoni on my
Excuse
pizza.
Me, do you guys have the gnocchi? With the bolognese. And the parmesan cheese reggiano. Fuck, I'm sorry. I suck. Thank you for calling me out.
But finish about my vagina, please.
Yeah, your vagina.
Please bring my vagina back up. You even have a vagina?
Her vagina, forget it. Anyways, it's a mess.
Her vagina would say calamari, I'll tell you right now.
I bet her vagina is awesome, and she's just fucking her.
I'm sure it is. I think she's trying to, like, make it, you know, she's gorgeous, so she's trying to make it more, trying to make herself more relatable to the rest of the fat people on the show.
You caught me.
It'd be funny if her vagina really is a mess. It has makeup on it.
My hair.
Yeah, she had it.
All the hair is perfectly curled.
All the hair is like her eyebrows. Like, just painted in. All right, ready?
How about that ad?
I keep looking at the Mexican dude, and he makes me happy. Mexicans always make me happy. You guys are jolly people. All right, here we go. There's lots of advice on how to get a good night's sleep. I don't know if you know this. But the best advice I can give you guys is this. To get a good night's sleep, you need a great mattress. A great one. That's it. All right? Do what I did. This is what I want you to do. Get a Casper mattress. Then you really know how great a night's sleep is. This is what I did. They send it to you. It's unbelievable. It's named one of the best inventions of 2015 by Time Magazine. Casper is a single perfect mattress for all sleepers. It's engineered for supportive comfort that guarantees you a great night's sleep. All right? Just like their new sheets and pillows. The dual-layer pillow contains nearly a billion microfibers that adapt as you move and keep support and keeps you cool throughout the night. There's nothing better than a cool pillow. I hate hot pillows.
I hate sweating.
Well, my wife, look at, man, that pillow, that fucking icy cold pillow.
It's great.
Remember at your grandmother's house? Just thin and icy cold. My wife will go get this expensive, holy shit, hot pillow. I got to keep swiping it, and the side of my face is hot. These pillows stay cool all night, which I love. Okay? Casper ships these mattresses. Check this out. Right to your house for free.
Nice.
Not one dime. What's wrong?
That pause sweating. That you tried to see where you're at. I'm sorry.
No, I knew where I was at. I was. That was actually
dramatic.
Pause.
Yeah.
That was magic.
Ships them right to your door.
I didn't do that. No, they really do. They ship them for free. That's amazing. They ship it to your house for free in this little tiny box. It's crazy how small the box is. What's that?
Not like Lawrence.
Not like mine.
No. You could actually fit 9 Casper mattresses in Lawrence.
They should ship them in her pussy.
Well, there we go with that ad.
That's why I didn't say
what are you,
food,
fucking
but...
Luis Gomez?
Fill in the void.
Pussy. No, seriously, you can get it shipped to you, and it's so compact, they ship it for nothing. You can try it for 100 nights for free. Order it.
100 nights?
Order it, yeah. Buy it, have it 100 nights. If you don't like it, guess what? Give it back. They'll pick it up for nothing, too. They pick the mattress up for nothing. Refund you everything. You get your money back.
That's crazy.
This is what you got to do. So for a great night's sleep, stop counting sheep. Get Casper. Try it for 100 nights in your own home with free shipping and return. If you don't like it, go to Casper.com. Use code DUDE for $50 towards your purchase of your mattress. And the mattresses are cheap. I got to say that. Not cheap as in material. Inexpensive cheap. $1,000 for a king size. Under $1,000 for a king size. Okay? Now use the code word DUDE. $50 towards that purchase of your mattress. That's Casper.com. Code word DUDE for $50 toward the purchase of your mattress. Casper.com. Terms and conditions may apply. So back to this. Are you okay?
I had a tinky.
Oh, tinky?
Yeah.
Did it come out like fucking, like honey?
Like a fire hose. Like a fire hose.
Did it smell sweet?
Strong prostate still.
Now, what's your name again?
John.
John, take that mic for a sec. John, you're a thin guy. Have you ever been a fatty?
No, maybe like 15 pounds heavier than I am now.
You're an Italian guy.
Yes.
So your family, they have a lot of...
Oh, yeah.
A lot of food.
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they just eat. What's it? Your mother, your grandmother, or both?
My mother loves overdoing any holiday.
What are you always,
doing? There's always doing? Fights with my father about the food.
Really?
Yeah. She overdoes it, my mother.
What's your specialty?
Yeah, tell us some of her food.
Baked ziti.
Baked ziti. Ooh, baked ziti.
My dad makes lasagna.
Love a baked ziti. What else?
My dad makes his own lasagna. Home.
When the father makes the food, it's off the charts.
Yeah, he knows.
When a guy's in a kitchen, especially an Italian guy.
My dad makes a good lasagna.
Let me tell you something. Yeah, when the guy makes the food, it's fucking, it's astronomical.
That's one of the best products of misogyny is when a guy's like, I can't trust women with this food. I have to make it myself.
No, my mother's meatballs are to die for.
Is she Italian?
Yeah.
All right, relax. I know Italian people that don't make meatballs. Fucking racist. Really? Now, what about your family? What do they cook?
Ordinary Mexican food.
Like, talk to us. Tell us. Fill us in. We don't know. We're not Mexican.
I really don't eat too much Mexican food. I'm more Americanized, so...
What do you like?
What do you don't... You don't. What is your favorite food?
Calamari.
Linguini. Great callback by Donnelly. I really did sound like fucking Hannibal Lecter. Calamari. Quick. Guy, what is it?
I probably say tamale. It's like a pastry with meat inside. It's like with pork.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
really good and it's a little spicy.
What do you cook? What do you cook? Where do you get? Where, all right, listen. Where do you? What's your favorite food?
I'd probably say burritos from Creek and Cave. I go there a lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's
where I met Chris over there.
Now when you that's your food that you got because you're a chubby dude like us.
Oh yeah.
Right, and that's what you eat. You don't sneak little snacks. You get little things at your house. Your chocolate bar under your pillow, some cheese that's next to the bed.
Chips, you know?
Potato chips.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
I don't go too crazy like
you go Lay's? What do you go?
Stuff like that.
Well, this is the funny part. Like, Big J's like this. I remember I used to be like, dude, what, I would never see him eat. But I'm like, how the fuck did you get this way?
Right.
It's like, you're sneak eating. You're fucking doing some weird shit back at your house.
At home, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, he's like, oh, tamale maybe. It's like, dude, how the fuck did you get like this? What's your name?
Gil.
Gil?
Yeah.
You're lying, Gil.
No, you know what it is? It's the soda. The soda.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
Soda. Same here. I'm the same way.
Yeah.
Soda. That's me.
Fuck soda.
What's your favorite soda?
Like Mexican Coke.
I don't know why you would do that. Why would you point in his face?
Mexican. I'm sorry. I didn't mean anything by that. I was just fucking
didn't
around.
Mean anything by it. You deliberately looked when Mexican.
Mexican Coke is the best thing I've ever had. Oh, no, I'm sorry. The best soda of all time?
Yes.
Boiling.
What's that?
Oh,
it's like a little.
It's like a micro.
It's like a micro brew, but for soda. It's
where do you get that?
You get they have delis and stuff all over the place. But
really?
You know who has it? Is Hill Country Chicken has it on fountain soda.
What's Hill Country Chicken?
That's the chicken place I told you about like 20 minutes ago.
Where is that?
Fried chicken, 25th and Broadway.
25th and Broadway.
Yeah, and so does Blue Ribbon Chicken, the one downtown.
Really?
It has the machines. It has the fountain machines for boiling cola. It's the best.
Fountain's the best.
Fountain
cola is the best, yeah.
Fountain?
It just tastes the best,
fountain
yeah.
Fountain soda.
Fountain
different.
Soda.
With ice? Yeah.
Orange fountain? Fountain?
No.
Fanta.
Hey, Jerry Lewis?
I'm tired. I'm sorry.
No, it's like its own brand. So it has black cherry, regular cola. Yeah.
See, I've never been a soda guy. It does nothing for me.
Oh, you're lucky.
But since I started smoking cigars, Diet Coke has been
kind of my thing. I've been really getting into Diet Coke.
How did cigars figure into that?
Dude, cigars just came along. I mean, I blame Paul Verzi, but I went to his birthday party once. Talk about eating. I mean, dude, I ate. His wife can cook. And I went to his birthday party up at his house, and I ate and ate. And then I remember they got a fucking 6-foot sub. Uh-huh. I was like, all right, I'll see you guys later. And they took out the sub, and I went, well, I could stay for another hour. I ate 2 feet of it.
Are you serious?
Well, not really, but I ate a lot
about it.
Yeah,
but soda does it. I think that's for me because I didn't want to admit it, but I don't eat a ton of food when I eat, but I'll drink a ton of soda when I eat.
Well, now, when you drink soda, it makes you more thirsty.
Yeah,
so you keep drinking it.
Well, diet soda, I mean, there is no calories. Correct.
Right.
Yeah, but you have.
But it still fucks your head up.
The drugs.
What does it do?
Sugar, it still fucks you up. Like it still like. Does the same thing.
The chemical
in
it that makes it die is really bad for you.
And also
your
brain,
aspirin. Yeah. What's it called? Aspartame.
But your brain thinks you're having sugar too, so that fucks you up in terms of the cravings and stuff. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I
it's big sugar, man. They're going to start going after it like cigarettes.
What? Diet soda? Diet?
All of it. They're going to go after all of it.
How the fuck is it?
Because it's the same companies that make the regular soda.
So yeah, but
Coke,
diet.
They're already trying to go after Coke. That was that whole Bloomberg thing. That was what it was about. They're going after.
Oh, yeah. I sort of agree with that. Sugar is like a fucking drug.
Do you ever see the pictures that on the subway with the soda and then
and
what
the fat?
Really, yeah,
it's
and the
gross.
Fat. Yeah, it's disgusting.
I see that and then I go buy soda. Right?
Hang on, stop. I don't know what you're talking about.
There was an ad campaign trying to get people to stop drinking soda, and it was like it showed you. It just showed the size of the soda that you would drink, like a 32-ounce from like 7-Eleven, uh-huh. And then the equivalent of that in fat.
And then they put the fat on top of the
on
soda.
On top of the soda, like the amount of, like, yeah it's disgusting.
Disgusting.
So good, though.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It makes you so thirsty.
Yeah, it's really good.
I love
yeah.
soda.
Like yeah. And fat? Oh, yeah, just drink that fat up.
It's really of milk.
But that's what a lot of I'm, like, addicted to soda. Like, I have to make, like, I make mental deals with myself.
I only drink soda here. Because I know we have them. That's my day. I can drink soda.
Oh, really? Yeah, I should do that. I don't do that. Every day I'm like, well, yesterday I had one, so I'll have one today. And I make little tiny deals. Today I was like, I'll get it, but I'll drink half of it. And I drink the whole thing.
Of course.
It's bad. It's really bad.
Do you like soda, Zach?
I gave it up. That's one of the hard ones to give up.
Yeah, I never got into it.
I'll give it up for like 2 months, then I'll go back.
That's an
to
addiction.
It.
Definitely soda is a bad addiction.
There's a company called
Johnny. You like soda?
Oh, yeah. I do the same thing too. I get like a 6-pack of like a Diet Coke from Duane Reade, and I just like leave it for the week, whatnot. But it is pretty bad. Like you have to be careful how much you drink of it.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever had Johnny Ryan soda?
No.
Dude, it's fucking. It's up in Niagara Falls, so it's the Niagara Falls water from the falls, and then it's the real sugar, like the Mexican Coke. And they make a cream soda, dude, that'll blow your balls off. It's the best fucking thing I've ever drank.
Dr. Brown's cream soda is great, too.
Well, you know what we have with my fridge, we have the soda stream in the fridge. Mm. So I got that because I love soda water. That's my soda.
But you don't add any flavors to it.
Well, my wife has the cream soda, the ginger ale, and you have to add your syrup to the soda water. And man, I you know, not having any sugar for the last couple months, and then tasting her coffee.
It's super sweet.
If I drink her coffee, it tastes like cake.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, this
I want to get to that point.
Well, it takes around a month. It takes a month, no fucking sugars, and all of a sudden, I could never drink my wife's coffee. And I used to have it just like her. It tastes like cake. It's like a... It's like a dessert, and it doesn't even taste good to me. Now I have coffee. I have a quad espresso with a little bit of steamed cream, and I'm like, oh my god, I can taste the actual coffee.
How far are you in?
So
dieting and the exercising and stuff.
Thanksgiving, and he cheated on Christmas and Christmas Eve.
Oh, okay.
Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, I cheated. So it's around three months. Mm-hmm. Except for those 2 days, because I do believe that there are certain things. In certain foods, in certain places, once in a while, that you can't. If I go to a place Christmas Eve or my kid's birthday or whatever, or you know, I'm gonna eat. I'm gonna have a piece of cake. But that's it. I'm fucking done.
Yeah.
Did it make it worse when you cheated?
Nope. It did not make it worse because I had a plan. I knew what I was fucking doing.
But you have to do that. You have to let yourself cheat the littlest bit. You're gonna drive yourself.
You don't
crazy.
Have. Look, I don't. I disagree with that too because, you have to have a cheat day. You have to. You don't. You can make a decision, and mentally stick with it and sacrifice. It's a sacrifice. I'm sacrificing these things that other people can eat. My wife can fucking have chocolate. My kid has pancake. They have pancake Sunday every Sunday, and I'm sacrificing that for the greater good of myself. I'm trying to better myself, and the only way to do that is by sacrificing and having willpower and not having that, which sucks. Yeah. Which sucks because I say it sucks. You know what I mean? But having eggs and bacon is awesome too. Dude.
Eggs and bacon every day.
That's good, yeah.
Here's the thing that I did that helped me out a lot. You ready? Go get yourself a Nutribullet and start making shakes. Get protein, a protein powder, which you can get a low-carb one, low sugar, no carbs. And you'll fucking blueberries, banana, peanut butter with protein and ice. You'll lose your fucking brain. How sweet that is. Add spinach. Add kale. You won't even taste it. All of a sudden, you're having greens, blueberries, which are fucking amazing.
Yeah, I have a
some
shake
peanut butter, which is protein, some protein powder, which thickens it up. I use a little bit of coconut milk or almond milk or coconut water. And all you have this fucking shake in the morning that you're like, this is crazy that I can even have this.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, I mean,
will I do it?
No.
But I want to.
Right now, I'm like, yeah, yeah.
But also,
I get home and have shit.
You just feel better, too. That's the thing. That's the biggest thing with me is like,
yeah.
It's just like I started just feeling not like, I was just feeling like
dude,
shit.
You can
every
tell
day.
You lost weight under your fucking chin.
Oh, yeah.
You can see your chin. See that? You're like me. Your cheeks go to your neck, tits.
I get some neck.
Yeah, it's like elephant seal, we call it.
Well, you can see it in Bobby's face. You can see like your cheeks are being more defined.
Yeah, thank you.
You got it.
But, you know, it's like, what I mean, like, what are we going to do? Are we all going to fucking
die?
And I got a lot, you know, I got a lot of fat fans too, man. Believe it or not. Well, I'm a fan of yours. It's the hardest thing ever. I think it's one of the hardest drugs. It's like heroin because nobody understands it. Skinny people don't get it. They really don't. I've had so many skinny people just go, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing? It's like, what are you doing talking to me like that? You don't know what the fuck. You know?
I'm not into sweets people. I was never into sweets. I don't know what it was. I was never into sweets.
Yeah.
Really? Go die. Fucking drive a bus off a cliff. I never understood that. Like, it's like, how could you not be into sweets?
I don't know how somebody could not. Dude, I mean, but the amount of food that I eat is ridiculous, too. I can pack it, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now that I'm doing the no carbs, fucking like a whole steak, a whole package of spinach, and it's all gone.
Right.
But I feel a lot better. I don't feel like shit in the morning.
Yeah, dude.
My shits have been horrible.
I've had some great ones. Just come out.
Take any pictures?
Nice and soft. No, I'm against that whole thing, but
it's funny too when I eat shit, all of a sudden I get upset stomachs now. When before I was like a machine, like a fucking trash compactor. I could just fucking eat literally dog shit off the ground and it would do nothing to me. I had that fucking gyro meat.
Yido.
I went
gyro?
Gyro?
Yido.
Well, you know, I actually speak Greek, so
I got fucking shit for going fucking yaki.
Do you know Italian?
Calamari. Yeah. I guess the fucking Greek guy can go gyro, gyro. Fucking gyro. Go fuck yourself.
That's
also
Greek.
It's also
I thought
gyro.
It was
gyro.
Yeah.
Gyro.
Gyro.
You're pronouncing it wrong even.
Well, this was a gay gyro, so it was gyro.
You know,
it's
the
gyro, it's a little curious.
You know what the well, you know the thin slices of meat?
Yeah.
And it's already it's not like off.
Oh, yeah. At the supermarket?
That's a gyro.
Fucking, it was bad. I shouldn't have ate it, and I fucking ate it like an asshole. And there was a thing of tomatoes and onions, like a salad that was there. And I should have known by his eyebrows when I said, give me some of this on it. He was like, really? And I was like,
are you sure?
We're almost done with this. And I was like, oh, that means. Yeah, I wanna, that
it's
means
like the hot dog from Seinfeld.
Oh. Yeah, it's a sad thing. But right now, I feel great, and
you look good, man.
And I was watching your thing, dude, and I was like, "Fuck, I know what this guy does. This guy is."
It was so amazing and so wrong at the same time.
Yeah, but it's like, what are you gonna do? Are you gonna fucking get back? Are you gonna come home? Are you gonna stay there? Are you gonna keep sweating? What the fuck's gonna happen?
You know, my problem is like when I do put my mind to it, I'm severely like obsessive compulsive when it comes to everything. So if I go in, if I go 100% in, I'm fucking in for like 7-8 months. Mm-hmm. And then something happens and I'm done. But it's always the same way.
What happens?
I don't know. Like, you go away,
Dr. Phil all of a sudden. Yeah.
Like, you go away to, you know, you go away for a weekend with your buddies, or you go on a gig where you know there's something really fucking fantastically awesome.
Right.
And you eat that, and then you're like, ah, I'll go back to the gym on Monday when I get back, and then you just don't. And then just fucking downward spirals from there.
I know what you're saying. Yeah, it gets interrupted. Or there's like parties or something, a family thing or something like that, and you're eating shitty. The other thing is, the hardest part is that you're surrounded by people that can eat all this shit, and nothing happens to them. Yeah. So you're like, well, yeah, we can go to the place you want to go to. And I also have your food patterns, where I always get I have a thing where I get the same thing at every place that I go. Like, I mean, like, I'll go to a certain place, I'm like, oh, I want to get this one thing that I get from there. And if it's shitty, and I don't want to deviate from that thing. Or I'm like, oh, I drink soda with pizza, so when I have pizza, I have to have soda.
Yeah, that's right.
I get, like, you know, these combos.
Pizza and wings. Oh,
pizza and wings.
That's what I missed.
You've been eating late at night? Oof.
That kills you, too. And with comedy, it's hard not to eat late at night.
Of course, yeah.
And the pizza thing is not as hard because it's so easy and so fast and it fills you up, like you said.
And
it's the only thing open on the way back. Yeah.
Yeah, like a salad will not, when you're eating shitty.
You get hungrier from a salad.
A salad will make you hungrier.
Yeah.
Because if for some reason it doesn't fill you up. But I'll tell you this, when you do start eating better, salads all of a sudden taste good and they fill you up again. Which is weird. It's a fucking brain thing.
It's
chemicals being released into your fucking body.
It's like you're resetting your stomach.
You're resetting your brain. You're resetting your body when you clean it out like that. Because it all of a sudden it's like you come out of the matrix.
Yeah.
Like someone unplugged you from something.
When you're eating healthier.
When you're eating healthier, yeah. It's like someone unplugged you.
I'm going to start doing it. I think this is really actually inspired me to do it again.
Well, that's why I wanted... This actually was for you tonight.
This is what could happen.
You guys can come on in.
You know, I really had Mark Norman text me and be like, we're worried about you.
Did he really?
Yeah.
What did he say?
I don't know if he was fucking with me or not, but he was like, listen, are you still eating? Like, what are you eating? Like, we're worried about you. We're worried about you.
I've had that too, man.
But knowing him, that could have just been him being like, fuck this fat guy.
No, I don't think it was. Well, look, there's nothing. I hate when fans do that. Dude, I hope you don't die. Thanks.
Yeah.
Wow. It's like, fuck, man. Can you not say it like that or relax? Yeah. And it's like, you don't understand, first of all, I'm not, you know, 400, I'm not 500 pounds, okay? None of us in this room are 500 pounds, well, you know, close.
I think that's the excuse.
I would not want to be in a fucking canoe with all of you.
It wouldn't be a canoe anymore.
No.
You mean you don't want to go swimming with any of us?
But, you know, the people say that, you know, we're worried about you. Well, if you're worried about me, you know, call me up, talk to me, you know, help me, but don't just say you're worried about me because you're really not.
Yeah.
You're really not. You're just saying, you're just bringing it up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Just mentioning it.
Yeah. Like me and fucking Starvos went to the gym together. We really pushed each other that weekend when we didn't have to. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
And we did.
And we ate good the whole weekend?
We ate good all weekend. It's like, fuck you, we're eating good.
That's another place that's so hard. If you can do it there, you can do it anywhere. Just like New York.
On the road?
Yeah. On the road. If you can eat good on the road, you're going to eat good anywhere. Because I think of the road as, like, I'm on vacation.
Totally, yeah.
This is exciting. And then that's when the Domino's comes in, and that's where I look for a barbecue place in each town that I go to.
You know what I did? I got, you know those rubber bands?
I know of rubber bands, the traditional type. Yeah.
No, the ones that you work out with.
Oh,
yeah. You step on.
They're not rubber bands, they're just bands.
If you get, what?
They're just bands.
What are they made out of?
Yeah, but the rubber bands are like rubber bands.
Well, what are
they're workout bands.
What are they made out of?
Okay, but the workout bands. They really work out bands.
Dumbest guy in the world.
No, they're workout bands.
All right, workout bands made of rubber.
I know what you're talking about. I know
you do, because you're not dumb, and you have common sense, and you can work it out. They're not rubber bands.
Scuba
the ones
Buddy
that
he had you, too.
He really
was so
did.
Excited.
They're just bands. I never called them rubber bands. They're just bands.
Stop. Just let it go, because you lost. Because you already went.
All right,
they're
all
right, rubber bands. Yeah, you're right. Technically, which it means, you're right. Rubber. They're made of rubber, is what I wanted you to say, that you refused to say. What are they made out of?
Not rubber.
captain of the debate team. Anything else besides rubber?
Not rubber. They're made out
elastic.
Of polyfiber.
What about what about those bands, by the way?
If you get a pair of those, bring them on the road. There's workouts on YouTube that will fucking kick your ass. Literally, you can do a shoulder, tricep, chest, curling, legs, all that shit. In your room, half hour, no treadmill, no fucking nothing. Just doing that, sit-ups, push-ups, and using that thing, you will throw up how good the workout is. And you will fucking drop a shitload of weight.
Yeah.
Yeah, with just that rubber band. Throw it in your bag. That's what I keep it in case there's no gym. In case the gym only has a fucking, you know, a bike and a treadmill.
Yeah.
I keep that band on me.
I'm
you know?
Do that.
Yeah.
I brought a jump rope with me. I was doing that.
Yeah, that works. What are you, fucking Rocky?
You bring a live chicken to chase around, too?
Fuck jump ropes. Jump ropes work for a week, and then you're like, this sucks.
You know what works really good? Trampolines.
I wish there was one.
I brought one of those, but they wouldn't fit on the plane.
I wish they had one on McDougal Street. I'd throw you out the window right now. Watch your fat vagina bounce back up. What are you doing for working out? You look kind of jacked, too.
Well, I'm not doing it. I'm just eating better.
That's it? You're not working at all?
No, I got to get back on the elliptical because I blew my leg out really bad wrestling.
Really?
So fucking cardio.
Who are you wrestling?
Me. I wrestled in high school.
Oh, okay.
And I turned my foot like, this is your
I'm
foot?
Telling you right now.
I did
don't,
that.
Don't do cardio. Just do weights.
Yeah?
That dude, I'm telling you, cardio does, yes, of course, everybody's going, and this is the sucks about this, we have fat guys talking, there's going to be skinny guys going, let me tell you, I heard the podcast, you don't know what you fucking know, fuck off, all right? I know what I know. You know what you know. Stay where you know. Don't come where I go. Let's go. Here we go. Ready?
World's worst children's book.
What was it?
World's
nice talking to you. We're going to end this podcast. All right, listen. I'm telling you. Go to the gym. Do one body part. Or two. Do two, because you're not going to do the cardio. Do buys and tries. Do chest
I've been
and
doing
back.
Buys.
All right, well, there you go.
Like, this is bad. Was bad.
Of course you've been doing buys. That's a good way to get skinny, too. Do a buy with no condom. I see you thin right out, Philadelphia. All right, well, listen, man. I'm glad you guys came on. I say, why don't we make a pact right now?
I'd love to.
Let's do it. Oh, what's the pact?
Oh. I say, how about you, Chubby? You in? You know, he's not in. He's going to fucking Creek in the Cave to get a fucking double burrito right after this.
Gil is the least Mexican name I've ever heard in my life.
It's not,
I still don't believe you.
It's what?
Gilberto.
No,
oh!
That's actually the least Mexican name I've ever heard either. That's like fucking made up. Yeah. That's a white guy.
Gilbert.
Yeah, that sounds like an alternative comic name. Gilberto. That sounds like a fucking Mexican magician. Now, presenting.
The fantastic Gilberto.
Gilberto, the master of the coin. I say right now, let's do this. And everybody, every fatty listening right now, every fat fuck listening to this podcast, right now, every person with a body issues, every person out there listening right now, I say, and in this room for 1 month, and you guys don't have to do this.
I wasn't doing it. Don't worry about
it. Why was it being funny?
Who was that? That was you? That was good.
Oh, fucking Zach. All right. That was just mean. We don't have a... We quit everything. You're already doing it. You're already doing it. I say you do it, and you do it. And you do it, Gil Gatto.
Gil Cat.
Gil Cat.
No sugar, no grain for 1 month. We come back a month from now and do a show and see what happens. See how you feel.
Yeah.
Okay. Come on. Look at me.
Shawnee's not doing
Shawnee,
it.
Shawnee, look at me. Imagine, look at Shawnee. Imagine not sweating.
I don't sweat like crazy. I don't sweat like crazy. I'll sweat at certain times, but not like crazy.
All right. I'm really talking to the guy next to you, but he scares me.
No, but I'll do it. I'll do it for a month.
Ooh, yes.
You'll do it.
Let me ask you this, though. Are mashed potatoes...
Yes! Yes. Sean, look at me.
All right. I have
look at
to,
me.
Can we revise it?
No, we cannot
start
revise
tomorrow.
It. Look at
start
me.
Tomorrow.
You can start tomorrow. You can start tomorrow. But here's what we do. Ready?
Okay. Sean's toast.
We're done.
Who wants to come to Donut Pub with me tonight?
Listen to me. Done. Both of you.
I'm in.
You're in. A month. No sugar, no grains.
No sugar, no grains.
No corn, no flour, no potatoes.
You should have had a weigh-in.
No, we don't fuck. We don't care about the weight. We care about the fucking decision to not put this shit in our body.
Okay.
No sugar. No sugar.
Sugar is the killer.
No sugar.
Okay.
You can have an apple. You can have a scoop of peanut butter. Chunky, even.
So you have natural sugars.
You can have, yes. Your sugars and your carbs will come from fruits and vegetables.
Okay.
Listen to me. Look at me. Look at
He's
me.
He's in pain, dude.
I'm dying.
Look at me. Look
dying
at me.
I'm hearing about this pact.
Look at me. Look at me. I say we do it for a month.
Okay,
1 month.
I'll do it. I'll do it.
You sacrifice. You're Catholic, right?
Yeah.
Do it for Jesus.
For St. Patrick.
What do you think?
I'll do it. I'll do it.
You're in?
I'm in.
Let's join Fat Fingers, everybody. Fat Fingers. Fat Fingers unite. Okay, wow.
So no sugar.
All your hands are hot and sweaty.
Just like a fucking hot dog factory.
It smells like dough. No sugar, no grain for 1 month.
Yes.
Okay. We're coming back on this podcast, and we're going to talk about how we feel. You ready?
Let's do it.
I guarantee.
I will be dead, but I will do it.
No, anyway. You're not. You're going to feel fucking 100% better.
Okay.
All right. Now, Fatzos unite.
Yay!
All right. Let's go to the chat room. Real quick, and then we're the fuck out of here. What do you got?
Andrew B. Man says, "Man versus food. These men have won every time."
That was good. That's
they're
good
really
one.
Good with fat jokes in the chat room.
It's their forte. Andrew Jackson says, "Bobby talks about food the way my 78-year-old father talks about women."
No.
Nope.
Does your dad fuck a lot? I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you got a creepy old dad.
Someone had a question for the room. If everyone was a food, what would they be?
I'd be you know what I'd be? A cake. a fucking yellow cake, double layer, chocolate, milk chocolate ice cream. I mean, frosting. Yeah.
I would be a...
Mashed potato.
Mashed potatoes.
Yeah, you'd be mashed
I'd be
potatoes.
I'd be made of mashed potatoes.
What about you, Zach?
Truck stop meatloaf sandwich.
You know what? That makes a lot of sense.
Dude, why do you look like you work at like a Walmart? You have like a Walmart vest on.
Why does Stavros have a Jeffrey Dahmer glass?
What do you got there, fucker?
I'm sorry.
It's all right. We're all tired. It's time to go.
Yeah, I am
We're
tired. That's what it is.
Our blood sugar's low.
Yeah.
And you just made a pact with the devil.
Sean is moving to LA after this. He's never coming back.
I'm not, yeah. I'm
what would you be?
I'm a nice fatty cut of pork shoulder.
Oh,
Jesus.
What do you got? What are you?
Oh, a jelly donut.
Shit. It sounded like you paid Bobby to ask you that question. What kind of food are you? I'm a jelly donut.
What about you there, fucking Enrique Iglesias? What?
Pork chop.
Pork chop.
You're a pork chop. What about you, Scopo?
Chicken cutlet.
What about you, fucking, I make soap face?
I'd say steak, I guess.
Of course, you are lean.
Is it safe to say that I brought beef jerky for you guys?
Did you really?
Yeah.
I did.
Well, you all,
fuck
why?
Yeah, dude.
As a
do you
gift?
Make it? Do you make it?
I did make it, yeah.
Artisanal grass-fed beef jerky.
No.
What the fuck? Wait a minute, dude. You make your own beef jerky? You have a
no,
company?
No, I've made it before, and I thought I'd make it as a gift.
That's very
it.
Nice, man.
That's awesome.
Thank you, bro. I
you're
appreciate
welcome.
That.
Although,
you're not killing us, right?
No,
although
of course
hobby,
not.
A hobbyist meat maker is not something I usually would fuck with, but I'll try it this time.
Well, just a random cool dude going, yeah, dude, yeah. I made you dried beef.
Yeah.
Dude, you know that
just
technique?
Garbage, which is in an unlabeled garbage bag.
I lived in Alaska for 7 years, and I took my drying meat process, my smoked meat thing, to Brooklyn, and I have some venison. What kind of meat is it?
It's round, top round.
Ooh. Wow. I'll have some. What would you
very
be
interested?
Cereal.
Ooh. What type of curry dish would you be? What type of puff pastry would you be? What are you?
I'm thinking I'd be like an unseasoned chicken thigh. Little fat, you know, no flavor.
Mm-hmm. No flavor.
Not what your act is. What would you be? All right, listen, man. We're going to wrap this up. Thank you so much. So we have it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. No more sugar for you.
Good.
Listen to me. Don't look at me.
I'm looking at you.
Right at me.
Right in your eyes.
Sugars and
those
grains.
Fucking beautiful
You're
eyes.
Done.
You're already doing
We're
it?
Good.
Yeah, I've been doing
You're
it.
You're done.
How long?
Look at me. Sean.
Trying to get out of this.
Stop trying to get out of this. Look at me.
I'm not really doing it, right? Stop.
Uncross your fingers, Sean.
Sean, look at me. That's his hands
that's
are
my
walking
hands
up.
Are, yeah.
They're starting to shake.
Hey, look at me.
Sean is
yeah, I'm looking at you.
Jump out the window.
You're in, right?
I'm in, yeah. I am great. In.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Been in.
All right, I'm in. So we're doing this.
In a month, we're going to come back?
A month, we come back. We see. This is all we're going to do. How we feel. No weight. No what you do. How we feel. And if you need help, you call.
Yeah.
Okay?
Well, Jillian Michaels, you guys.
All right.
I've got some recipes.
What do you got?
Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Zach is not funny, and now add me on Snapchat at Zach Amico's dick.
Nice.
You show your dick?
Well, of course.
Oh, Jesus. I have to go.
Zach's got
to
get out of here. Yeah, go
I'll see you later. You have tonight?
Yeah.
Are you late?
No, it starts at 11.
Okay, buddy.
I gotta go
kick
back.
Ass. I'll see you later.
Who so are you roast battling, buddy?
Christy Cello.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
What do you got?
Follow me on my erotic Instagram account at StavyBaby, StavyBaby, baby. We've got some great content coming up, guys. You're really going to love it. So that's pretty much it. But I think you're really going to enjoy it a lot.
The snowman
you're with
was...
me in Foxborough, by the way.
Oh, tight. Yeah.
I got you.
The so, snowman
that's
one
my
was
birthday.
Good.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
That was a good one.
I did a snowman one for the blizzard. You guys will enjoy it.
Okay, good. I didn't see it.
You didn't see it? Check
I saw it.
It.
I did.
The
I,
caption is, do you want to fuck a snowman? So
and
check
I
it out.
Put
do
a
you
want to
fuck a snowman?
I'll you. Show it to you.
So me and you are in Foxborough
that's,
together.
That's my birthday weekend.
Great. Well, then we're not having sugar, great.
Yeah, we're going to have
no
a,
cake.
No cake.
You know what we'll have? We'll go
a
get
nice
Korean
kind of
barbecue.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I'll hook you up.
Awesome.
What do you got?
Yeah. You can follow me on Twitter at ShawneeTime, and I have an album out called Manual Labor Face that's on iTunes, and it's on Comedy Central Records. And I have another podcast. I have a podcast called My Dumb Friends that I do with Dan St. Germain, so you can listen to that every week. It's on All Things Comedy.
I did it.
Cool.
You did do it.
I did do it live.
You did it live. It was great.
Fucking
the mics went out. Oh. Yeah. That's the stand. They had the mics went out there over there.
And how is the album doing?
The album's doing pretty good. Great. It's doing all right. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Who's over at Comedy Central? Ian?
Ian? No.
Who's
Ian,
running Comedy Central Records now?
It was this girl, Danielle, and then this girl, Dara. We were dealing with her a lot.
That's great. Yeah. Jack Vaughn started that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he started with Geraldo, Hedberg, Dane, and Lewis Black.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That was, he picked the four guys that he was like, these are the four albums I'd like to make, and I would like to do this with Comedy Central and start a record company.
Oh.
And those are the four. Imagine that being
that's
the awesome. The four guys you pick.
Yeah, that's huge.
Fucking A.
Yeah, good eye.
Massive. Yeah, absolutely good eye. Jack Vaughn's the shit. What do you got, buddy?
ShawnMortonComedy.com. It's got links to Twitter and Facebook. And I'm headlining the new Ha Comedy Club in Yonkers, March 3rd. And then,
they just called me to do that.
Yeah, it's a nice. It's a,
is it?
They're doing it like 6-7 nights a week almost.
Yeah, they called me to. They were like, pick whatever night you want for this much money a night. And I was like, I don't know. Is it nice?
It hasn't opened yet. It opens next week.
Where in Yonkers?
Ridge Hill.
Okay, that's a nice. Oh, Ridge Hill Mall.
Yeah, Ridge Hill Mall.
No shit.
Yep.
That's right down
didn't
the street from
Santa?
My house.
Did
yeah,
you hear that Santa fiasco?
Yeah, it's a little it's a little ghetto, but it's right.
It's close.
I think I'm going to pick a couple of those.
And I'm doing Rockwell's in Pelham,
cool.
New York, February 13th, and then Bananas, April 15th, 16th,
Bananas
17th.
Bananas what?
Comedy Club in Hasbrook Heights.
Great, great club. Good for you, man. And you guys, thanks for coming in, man. I appreciate it. Have fun?
Yeah.
Awesome. You had a good time?
Absolutely.
What is that beef jerky, man?
Do you want it right now?
Abso-fucking-lutely.
There's no food in the studio.
Oh, shit. All right, we'll get it outside. Fucking skinny cocksucker. You love doing that, too.
You know what? No, if you would have brought the food out you and then someone spilled it, you would have been like, you should have produced it better.
Hey, can I ask you
a question? So I
can you stop using my fucking coasters as workout fucking devices?
I didn't get a lift in today.
You fucking, you're sitting there crunching these. You fucking. All right, what do I got? What do you got, Deeps?
You can follow me on Twitter at R2Deepu, and this episode was great. It gave me a nice heart attack. Oh, I fucked up.
Here you go, buddy. Yeah. It's all yours.
I was going to say it made my chest hurt, but then I forgot the line.
Wow. Yeah, well, your jokes make my fucking everything hurt. My ears, my brain.
If only you had said
what
chest
you got?
Hurt.
You don't have, really anything because you're. If this comes out the weekend after, and then you're filming.
I had to change my gig in...
Arlington
Draft House, the new club that they're opening, didn't open, so I had to we have to move it. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. So I will be there. We haven't picked a date yet. We'll be picking that date, rescheduling. They open a brand new club in D.C. proper. Yeah. So I will be there. Maybe I'll bring Stavros.
That'd
next
be great.
Now that we can
move there.
Awesome. So go to robertkellylive.com. Make sure you check out the new. What do you got? What do you got?
Just at Chris Scopo on Twitter and Instagram.
And at Lauren Kubera.
All right. So make sure you go to robertkellylive.com. Go to riotcast.com. Excuse me. What was that?
Foreshadowing?
Oh my God.
That was pretty good. Everybody's tired. Nighttime shows, the end. They just end. So there you go. New show, Misery Loves Company. Kevin Brennan, Lenny Marcus, Riotcast, iTunes. Subscribe, review, tell a friend. It's fucking hilarious. It's crazy. It's anarchy. It's fucking awesome. So go check it out, as well as all the other shows on Riotcast.com. You know, we try to put these shows together. We try to do... This is an original show from us. My Wife Hates Me, Live at the Comedy Cell. These are great shows that we put together. We're very proud of it, so go check it out. And make sure you check out all these guys, go to their shows, and follow everybody that's been on the show. You guys are greatest fucking fans ever. Thank you guys, for listening, telling a friend, and watching the video. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, motherfuckers. If you watch this, hit the subscribe button. That's it. And for you two people that give thumbs down every week, hope your fucking parents die in a fiery plane crash. See you guys next time. You know what, dude? Podcast.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they're all free.